the Big Dog Hunt. Hello again, everybody. Joe Stajak broadcasting live from the Xfinity studio, only from Comcast. It is a Friday night. It is February 22nd, 2019. 38 years ago today, the United States knocked off the Soviets in Lake Placid. So we'll celebrate that a little bit tonight. I want to talk a lot of Sixers. Jim Salisbury just a positive tweet, it appears. Devon just reported it. I'll get into that a little bit about Bryce Harper and some other things. Robert Kraft, to mention one of a few. Yeah, that's going to be a fun story to dig into. Yes, big win for the Sixers last night, 110-106 over the Heat. Tobias Harris, 23 points, had 11 rebounds. Bobby Marjanovic, big night, 6 of 7. From the field, 7 of 10 from the free throw line, 19 and 12 he had last night. Ben Simmons, 21. Jimmy Butler, 18. I love Bobby. I got to be honest. I love the Toby and Bobby show. Love the Toby and Bobby show. Big win for the Sixers last night, 110 to 106 without Joel Embiid. And let me just say this before I get started. I am titling this show Stupidity. This show will be called Stupidity. Joel Embiid, smart guy, extrovert, popular with everybody, fun-loving, generational talent, highly skilled, good guy, articulate, eloquent. But seriously, he's out a week now. Because he had tendonitis in his left knee and played in the All-Star game. Where have we seen this before? The franchise player, you know, gets hurt and could be out for the playoffs, a la Carson Wentz. Franchise player. He is the franchise player, by the way, the face of the team. Same left knee that cost him the last 27 games of the 2016-17 season and possibly cost him Rookie of the Year that year. Yeah, Bobby, I love Bobby. I mentioned his numbers last night. He's not the answer. 19 and 12, nice backup. Love the fact that he got thrown in with the Tobias Harris trade. Tremendous. Just tremendous job by Elton Brand. But this All-Star game, I mean, Embiid basically willed himself into the All-Star game, into the lineup. 23 minutes, 11 seconds of meaningless basketball. When you could have started your rehab a couple days before. So now you're starting your rehab now, which is a week after you could have started it. Because you wanted to play in the All-Star game. Now there's a 24-game stretch, and he's out at least a week. Got the playoffs coming up. He missed the Miami game. He's going to miss the Portland game tomorrow. He's going to miss the New Orleans game on Tuesday, I believe. What's left for the Sixers, the tough games they have left, February 28th at OKC. He might be back for that one. Might be back for that one. They have the Warriors at home on March 2nd. Guarantee you he's going to will himself into the lineup for that game at home. Yes, that is at home. Is it at home? Yeah. And the Rockets at Houston on March 5th. The Bucks on March 17th. They're actually at Milwaukee. And the Celtics, they're home for them on the 20th of September, and the Bucks home on April 4th. But it's not like he's not never been hurt before. He's not never been hurt before. He entered the All-Star game with remnants of a sore back and some kind of illness that he happened to get a hold of and a handle on. How would you feel if you were a fan who bought tickets a while ago for either the Miami game or the Portland game? Like, really? I'd be pretty upset. I'd be pretty upset. So what does it tell you? Well, it tells me the problem already existed. Brett Brown said, we've reached the stage, quote, we've reached the stage where we just felt, where he just felt uncomfortable with it. Okay. Well, you didn't say that after the previous game. You said it after the All-Star game. We've reached the point where he just felt uncomfortable with it. So we reached the point. That implies that it's been going on for a while. And finally, we've reached the point. It's the end of the line for this. It's time to put this injury to bed. So now it's time to rest him. Now it's time to rest him with 24 games to go in the season. 38-21. Tremendous record so far. They still need to jockey for position in the Eastern Conference standings, folks. You don't want to play Boston, trust me. You do not want to play Boston. I'd almost rather drop to sixth than be a five seed and play Boston. Just one guy's opinion. I mean, I hope they launch themselves to third, but they're going to do it with Embiid. That's how they're going to do that. If they have to climb the ladder and get to the number three spot in the Eastern Conference, it's going to be on the back of Joel Embiid. Now he needs time to get back in shape once he comes back from the injury. Maybe take him another week. We're talking he's out 2 weeks, maybe three. Maybe it takes him a little bit more time to reacclimate himself. Maybe minutes restrictions coming up. Brett Brown said it wouldn't have made a difference if he played or not in the All-Star game. I just explained why it would have made a difference. You start the rehab process already with the tendonitis. The chronic tendonitis keeps coming up and coming up and coming up in his left knee. You could have already started to rest. You'd be already ahead of the game. You'd be reevaluating it today. He makes $310,000 a game. 27 rebounds, 27 points, 13.5 rebounds, almost two blocks per game. He is a generational talent. He needs to be on the floor. To me, this was beyond stupid. And I think the Sixers, they get bullied a little bit. I think he kind of does what he wants at times. You know, he doesn't, you know, push Brett Brown aside and take the clipboard during timeouts and do that thing. And he does take some time off when they tell him he needs to take some time off, minutes restrictions or just some rest, back-to-back games and whatnot. But I know he wanted to play. I get it. You're with the greatest stars in the world, and it's a fun thing. You know, playing volleyball with Steph Curry and dancing with your shirt off. And he likes to get involved. He's a fun guy. He's young. He's got the world by the you-know-whats. He's got the world by the you-know-whats. But that's just stupid. There's a fine line between... I don't even know. It's just stupid. It's not a fine line. It's just stupid. And then we move on to the owner of the New England Patriots, Robert Kraft, charged with misdemeanor solicitation of prostitution. Oh, isn't that lovely? Isn't that lovely, Big Bob? Big Bob, in his 70s, has a 39-year-old girlfriend. He's going to massage parlors in Jupiter, Florida. Orchids of Asia massage parlor. He categorically denies any illegal activity. Categorically denies any illegal activity. Well, the police came out yesterday and said they have everything on tape. Uh-oh. See where I'm going with this, Bob? You got a problem. You should have talked to Hugh Grant, Eddie Murphy, Charlie Sheen, Danny Bonaducci, Marv Albert, A-Rod, Tiger, the Minnesota Vikings. Should have maybe got a little heads up from them on what not to do. Maybe just learn by their example. I mean, that's a bad job. He's among 200 people, police say, who engaged in sex acts with employees of targeted massage parlors in South Florida. Police set up cameras in a lot of these things. They're really trying to... The sex acts are the least of the problems. They're trying to crack down on human trafficking, which it's allegedly said to be happening at these places. Robert Kraft isn't involved in that. He was just a recipient of, you know, the end game. He made two trips, got busted on two trips, Jupiter, Florida. He's going to get slammed by the NFL. You know, Roger Goodell just can't wait to hand the Patriots their lunch whenever he can. Jim Irsay, owner of the Colts, got suspended 6 games and fined $500,000 for a drug bust and driving while intoxicated. you don't have to be found guilty to have violated the NFL's conduct policy. Which clearly, if this is true, and I say if this is true, because it's only alleged right now, yeah, there's a problem. He's going to get hit. I don't know if the team's going to lose anything because of it. I mean, the team's gotten busted up, too, at times in the past. 2007 for taping the Jets' defensive signals. Kraft was fined $250,000. Belichick, $500,000. Deflategate. Four-game suspension for Brady. They lost a first and a fourth-round pick. They are a finely run organization, man, but they do find themselves in some trouble sometimes. He hasn't been arrested yet, but a warrant will be issued. So he's basically got to turn himself in, as I understand it. Yeah, you get arrested. Just because you're Bob Kraft, you don't not get arrested. They are issuing a warrant for him. He's got to go down there and turn himself in. They're not going to cuff him, but I believe he has to turn himself in. Again, a spokesman for Kraft said, he, quote, categorically denies any illegal activity. Well, I can't wait to see the tape. And by the way, I guarantee you TMZ is going to have this tape in like 10 hours. They always do. TMZ always has the tape. They're going to have tape of Robert Kraft in about 10 hours on their next show because they always have the tape. So check your local listings for that. But again, this whole thing's part of a larger crackdown on human trafficking. He's not involved in that. Again, stupidity. What? Come on, man. You know, they do that segment on ESPN on game day. Come on, man. I mean, come on, man. What are you thinking? Seriously, Robert Kraft. You're Robert Kraft. First of all, do you need to pay for it? I mean, what? You're Robert Kraft. You got six rings, $6 billion. You got a hot 39-year-old girlfriend, I guess you would call her. As my phone goes ding. Again, stupidity. So I give you the Joel Embiid situation, stupidity. I give you the Robert Kraft situation, stupidity. Speaking of stupidity, how about stupid money that Bryce Harper might be about to cajole? By the way, Devon Givens reported it before I came on, that Jim Salisbury of NBC Sports Philadelphia, he's the big baseball writer and covers the Phillies closely, like every minute of every minute. He tweeted out that John Middleton's plane has landed in Las Vegas. That's where Bryce Harper lives. I'm telling you, this thing's going to get wrapped up soon. Mark Lerner, the owner of the Nationals today, said we moved on. Quote, we've moved on from Bryce Harper. We rounded out our roster. We made our play. Wasn't going to happen. So basically, they pulled themselves out of the running. Manny Machado, 10 years, $300 million. What's the holdup here? What's the holdup here? Is it a Friday night? We got a break now? All right. I was on a roll. All right, we got a break. I'm Joe Stazak. Apologize, folks. Come back shortly. We'll be talking more stupidity on the other side. Joe Stazak here till midnight tonight. Stick around.
It's Joe Stazak on 97.5 The Fanatic.
The exclusive home of the Sixers.
Oh,
the
rebound slam. Ben Simmons throws it down.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Hi, I'm Gary Barbera.
Wait, I'm Gary Barbera. And we approve this message.
Yo! The hottest new SUV at the auto show. You saw it, now buy it at Barbera.
A GT Cherokee Latitude 4x4.
Oh, mama.
$199 a month.
Gary Barbera has
300 Jeeps cheap.
And for Ram Truck Month, 200 discounted Dodges and Rams.
Zero down.
That's the lowdown on the lowdown.
300 Jeeps cheap.
Starring the new GT Cherokee Latitude 4x4.
Come and get it today.
For $199 a month.
300 Jeeps cheap.
And easy auto credit. Just come and get it.
Credit Connection.
It's official.
Gary Barbera has Jeep Cherokee Latitude 4x4 for $199 a month.
Is Barbera's on the boulevard the best? Boy, I guess.
$199 a month. It's a 36-month 10K mile a year release. The world qualified with $34.99 down, including first payment.
The hottest new SUV at the auto show. You saw it, now buy it at Barbera.
The Jeep Cherokee Latitude 4x4.
Hello.
$199 a month.
Hello, I'm Joe Cordell of the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. At Cordell & Cordell, we encourage our clients to participate, to recognize how essential their role in this process is. They've got to be willing to help us help them. And by working jointly in a sort of partnership, we're more likely to get the best possible outcome for our clients. And that's really the standard that our clients can fairly hold us to, is what is the best possible outcome for them. So clients who are facing divorce need to recognize that for them to succeed, they need a partnership between them and their attorney. By the way, unless you're in Missouri or Illinois, I'm not licensed in your state, but that's okay. Our attorneys in your state are.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Philadelphia area attorneys, a partner men can count on. 215-490-9999. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com. Offices in Philadelphia, Radnor, and Allentown, Pennsylvania, and Mount Laurel, New Jersey. Michelle Ferrari, licensed in New Jersey and Pennsylvania.
Philadelphia, welcome to Save Yourself with Geico.
You say goodbye to somebody.
Okay, bye.
But then, unfortunately, you both walk in the same direction.
Oh.
You couldn't save yourself from the thick stew of awkward this situation delivers. But you could save yourself hundreds by switching your car insurance to Geico.
Yes.
You could save on motorcycle, boat, and RV insurance, too.
Nice.
Plus, the Geico Insurance Agency could help you save on homeowners and renters insurance.
Oh.
While your choice of walking direction has become your biggest problem, you should know Geico is the second largest auto insurer in the country.
Okay.
Geico even offers 24/7 access to licensed agents and emergency roadside service.
So, weather.
Ah, and now you're resorting to local weather talk. Speaking of, your local Geico agent could help you save even more.
Ooh.
Like with federal and military discounts.
You couldn't save yourself from a goodbye, oh, hello situation, but you could save yourself hundreds with Geico online, over the phone, or at your local office.
Do you owe the IRS or state back taxes that you can't afford to pay? If so, listen carefully, because you may qualify to have your debt dramatically reduced by up to 90%. You heard right. The IRS has made it easier than ever to settle delinquent tax problems through a federal program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Qualifying for this program may end any collection efforts against you, resolve your tax problem, and possibly reduce your back taxes by up to 90%. And all you have to do is make one phone call to Victory Tax Solutions. The IRS can garnish your bank account, pension, and savings. So don't wait. If you have unfiled tax returns or unpaid tax debt to the IRS or state, these special programs are available to you now. Stop your worrying and call the hotline at Victory Tax Solutions today to see if you qualify and potentially save thousands of dollars. For this free information, call 800-780-3232. 800-780-3232. 800-780-3232.
The all-new Toyota RAV4 asks, what if? What if your ride was refined and rugged at the same time? Introducing a car that's got style and substance to spare. The all-new RAV4 Limited. Featuring a sophisticated, muscular new exterior and available options like a premium JBL audio system and panoramic roof. The all-new RAV4 Limited. Toyota. Let's go places. JBL and Clarifier registered trademarks of Harman International Industries Incorporated.
Oh, I know that, Pat.
We got our braids at the same time. Mine are itching and yours look new.
It's not the braids. I tried that new Royal Oils.
Royal what?
Royal Oils from Head & Shoulders. I haven't been scratching.
No padding either?
Nope.
Let me get some real quick. My arm's getting tired.
Healthy hair starts at your roots. Try the Royal Oils collection from Head & Shoulders, designed to provide the long-lasting scalp relief and moisture your hair needs. The Royal Oils collection. Respect the crown. It's associated with dandruff with regular use.
Here we go. Biggest play of the night. It's up, and it's good!
Blue Chew wants you to get in the game. That's why you can now get the same active ingredients in Viagra and Cialis without a trip to the doctor or the pharmacy. Blue Chew chewables can work up to twice as fast, so there's no getting benched for another player. Visit BlueChew.com and use the promo code GO to get your first order free. Just pay $5 shipping. Go to BlueChew.com and be the MVP.
It's up and it's good.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the...
Hey, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. Do not forget to buy lentils, or the lentil soup you're making for dinner will be sorely lacking. By the way, Mrs. Calloway says thanks for helping her bundle home and auto. She appreciates the extra savings, even though you kept using the word apropos incorrectly. But the main thing is, do not forget to buy, what was it? Something apropos, the lentil soup. Sorry, I'll call you back.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Today, business happens here, here, and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens. And they need people who can keep up. With the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone at USPS.com/future.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money. Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you. With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Ramon, Ramon, is it true you never leave a text on red?
Si.
Is it true you answer every fan DM?
Yes.
What about my DM? Is it true Cricket has 4 lines of unlimited data for $100 a month?
Yes.
Can I be one of your 4? I'm a great texter, Ramon, I swear.
Well.
Is it true you're creating your own cologne?
Oh, the emoji.
Can I smell you?
No. Switch to Cricket and get 4 lines of unlimited data for $100 a month. Smile. You're on Cricket.
Unlimited plan only required on all 4 lines. Discount per line varies. Data speed limited to max 3 megabits per second. Video streaming at SD quality after 22 gigabytes per line per month. Cricket may slow data speeds when the network is busy. Fees, usage, and restrictions apply. Coverage not available everywhere.
Sports Talk for Coatesville and all of Chester County.
97.5. The Fanatic.
Long shot, the easy save by Tretiak, but Johnson is there and scores with 1 second to play in the period. Right now the clock shows nothing, but it was stopped at 1 when we looked up as the goal was scored. Right now it shows nothing as the period apparently has come to an end.
Outstanding, Mark Johnson. The goal at the end of the first period, 38 years ago tonight, to give the United States a 2-1 lead heading into period number 2. And that brings me to a stupidity point, because tonight's show is all about stupidity. And you can call in with the stupidest thing you've ever seen in sports. Let's call it that. Stupidest thing you've ever seen someone do, someone say, a play, a rule. Viktor Tikhonov, the coach of the Soviet Union, pulled Tretiak, Vyacheslav Tretiak, greatest goaltender in the world after that goal, put in Vladimir Mishkin, and he plays for the Soviet Union, backup goaltender, probably the second best goaltender in the world, but did not fare that well. United States went on to win 4-3 on that night in Lake Placid, and the rest is history, as they say. We'll be checking in with some more of those highlights as the night goes on. But again, that is the question of the night. The stupidest thing you've ever seen, heard, or knew of in sports. It could be anything from Jim Marshall of the Vikings picking the ball up, running the wrong way into the end zone for a safety. The tuck rule. Something that, like I just said, a change by a coach. Chris Webber timeout. I don't want to give them all away. And there's plenty of stupid things to go around, but something like that. Stupidest thing you've ever seen in sports, because we're talking about stupidity tonight. I already talked about the Joel Embiid situation, playing in the All-Star game with soreness in his left knee. Robert Kraft decided to take a little holiday at this Orchids of Asia massage parlor down in South Florida. Caught on tape, apparently. Just check TMZ. They'll have it. They're going to have that tape tomorrow night, trust me. But how about that? Robert Kraft, of all people, needs to pay for it, apparently. And then we talked about Bryce Harper's stupid money. I can tell you where Bryce Harper's going to go. I know it. I know exactly where he's going to go. He's going to go to hell after this. Bryce Harper is going straight to hell. All right? Putting us through this, putting the Phillies through this, putting everybody else through this. It's really his agent. I know it's his agent. But Scott Boras is a total ass. But, I mean, you know, you have the power to veto your agent. And, I mean, $300 million, what, $310 million? You want $350 million? Really? You're not that type of player. You're really not. He's not a $350 million player. He shouldn't be getting more than Giancarlo Stanton, who got 10 years, $325 million. Not a chance.
Machado's a much better player than Bryce Harper. He got 10 years, $300 million. That was fine with him. He's going to a place he wants to win. He thinks they can win. They were in the running for Bryce Harper, too, seeing if they could, you know, handle it from a financial standpoint. But this is ridiculous. It's beyond ridiculous. It's beyond stupid at this point, and it's stupid money. So you can tie stupid in a couple ways in this situation, although Devon Gibbons reported it, and I'll repeat it, that Jim Salisbury from NBC Sports Philadelphia, their baseball cover guy, tweeted out that John Middleton's plane has landed in Las Vegas. His plane has landed in Las Vegas. We all know Bryce Harper lives there. So make of that what you will. Make of that what you will. The other thing that I thought was ridiculously stupid is that a little while ago, the Flyers came out and announced that Brian Elliott is going to start the outdoor game. What? Excuse me? You've got your franchise goaltender, the prodigal son, the next one, and you're not going to showcase him? You're trying out Brian Elliott for the outdoor series game? Nationally televised game at the Link? That's beyond stupid. I don't care if the rotation is set and you need to give Carter Hart a little rest. He hasn't played all that well in the last couple of games, and maybe it's Brian Elliott's turn. No, no, no. Screw that. You play Carter Hart. You play your star tomorrow night in goal. You showcase your star. First of all, he's a better goaltender. Playing against a pretty good Pittsburgh Penguin team. They always give the Flyers fits. And you trot out Brian Elliott? That's, again, beyond stupid. Beyond stupid. 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. And outside of the sports arena, I don't know if you heard this story. I never watched the show. It's called Empire. One of their stars, Jussie Smollett. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that correctly. He got indicted on multiple felony charges after he claimed he was attacked in a racial and anti-gay bashing incident. He's charged with disorderly conduct and filing a false police report. Apparently, he set it up. He had two friends, you know, pretend to rough him up and pour bleach on him and mess him up a little bit. And then he reported it as if he was attacked. And no one exactly knows why. The police say they have text messages going back and forth from his friends to him, you know, setting up the situation. So it sounds pretty grim for this kid. He got fired from the show. He was getting paid $100,000 an episode. He got fired from the show. I think one of the policemen alleged that it might be because of his, I guess, being disgruntled over what he was getting paid for doing the show. I don't know if that's true. I don't know how that would affect your salary, getting roughed up. I mean, garnering sympathy, maybe. I have no idea. He's getting paid $100,000 a show. Now he's gone. How'd that work out? So we have Joel Embiid. We have Robert Kraft. We have Bryce Harper and the money that goes along with him. We have Brian Elliott and Jussie Smollett. Yeah. It's all about stupidity tonight, folks. 610-632-0975. Stupidest thing you've ever seen in sports. Most ridiculously stupid thing you've ever seen in sports. There are plenty of them, so fire away. Let's go to John in Westchester on 97.5 The Fennec. What's up, John?
Hey, how's it going?
How you doing, man?
Good. All right. Stupidest thing I've ever seen in sports. I can speak for most Philadelphia sports fans here. Back in, like, the Eagles struggles days when we had Ronnie Brown as our running back.
I remember.
Yeah, I remember when he tried to... I don't know what he was trying to do, but
he tried to throw the ball back.
Yeah,
against the Dolphins.
On the 1 yard line. I think it was the 49er.
Was it the? Yeah, I'm sorry, it was the 49ers. He played for the Dolphins. That's right. It was the 49ers.
Yeah, he
You're did right.
play. Yeah, he was playing against the 49ers 1 yard line. I still remember to this day just being absolutely baffled by seeing him trying to throw the ball. Like I've just never even seen that by anyone ever.
I don't know what he was thinking because he was going down.
He was going down, And like that's just the first thing that came to my mind. I had to pick up the phone. It was resonating with me too. I was like, you know.
I mean, that's a good one. They were down. The final 49ers were down 20 points in that game in the second half, came back to win. That was Black Sunday, by the way. That was the night Cliff Lee blew the 4-run lead to the Cardinals. That was a bad day.
Yeah, that was not a good day for Philly.
Not a good day. What are you thinking about the Sixers?
I love what the Sixers are doing right now. I mean, you know, you might as well just rest Joel now rather than later. I think I heard a call earlier in the day. I might have been driving home from work. Talk about Joel, like, probably needing rest. It's probably good for him to have rest now than later in the postseason and have him be a little banged up. I'd rather have him, like, have him at 100% coming to the last leg of the season. But Sixers are doing well. Love them, like, Elton Brand's doing good things. Looking like Howie Roseman out there.
He looks great. Johnny, I appreciate the call, man. He looks great. Good one, Ronnie Brown. See, that's kind of an obscure good one because that was incredibly stupid. He was falling down. He ran into the line. He was falling down, and he decides to throw the ball, I guess, back to the quarterback. I think Donovan was the quarterback at the time. Back to the quarterback. I don't know if it was some kind of mini flea flicker or something. And he was falling down, throws it into the ground. It becomes a turnover, and they end up blowing a 20-point lead to the 49ers. The same night, same day, that turned into the night that Cliff Lee blew a 4-run lead to the Cardinals in the NLDS, which tied that series at 1. They went on to lose in 5 games. Chris Carpenter over Roy Halladay won nothing in game 5. Ryan Howard, the blown Achilles. That was a mess. That day was a mess. That day was an absolute mess. So if you're calling in with your dumbest thing, the topic I really wanted to talk about tonight, because I haven't had a chance to sink my teeth into it, are the Sixers on the hook here for this Joel Embiid situation? I know Joel Embiid's on the hook for me. Were the Sixers negligent in this situation? And I love the Sixers. I love the front office. I love Elton Brand. I love what they've done. So I don't really want to bash the Sixers, but I think this was a little bit of negligence, letting him play in the All-Star game with a messed up left knee. And now, instead of starting his rest a couple days before the All-Star game, he's starting it now, or I guess he started it Sunday after the All-Star game, but he's missing 3 games, 3 critical games. Now they can win all 3 without him. I mean, it's not that far-fetched to beat Miami, Portland, and New Orleans. Then he might be back for the OKC game. But still, I think it was negligence. I know he likes to play and get involved in everybody and all the parties and the entertainment. And he just likes to be the center of things. And he's an extrovert. And I love it because I think that's part of your health is being happy. You don't want to take that away from him. But you got to be smart. And I think that was stupid. I think it was ridiculously stupid. 610-632-0975. So give me your thoughts on that, and then give me the dumbest thing you've ever seen in sports. Patrick in Houston, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Pat?
I say let the big man rest.
Yeah, but he's rested because he's hurt. Well, they're going to let him rest, but he could have started the rest before it, and he might be on his way back to being healthier now.
Yeah, Kawhi Leonard, he's doing like the same thing in Toronto. He played in the All-Star game a good amount of minutes, and he had a sore leg or knee before the All-Star break as well.
Yeah, I know. He's been in and out of the lineup all year, but my only concern is my guy, and my guy has 24 games left. His team has 24 games left. Now I think it's 23. And 23 or 24, whatever the case may be. I think it's 23. But no, it actually is 24. But I just think it was negligent and non-prudent for him to play in that game.
I think it's all right to see the other guys get out there. I think throwing in 7-foot-1 center is easier out of the 4 to throw back in my opinion.
Okay.
But I had the worst thing I've ever seen in sports, or the stupidest thing. I got to change it. I'll keep it Philly related, like the last caller. Did someone say punting the ball to Deshaun Jackson when the Giants did that?
That was great. That's a great one.
Yeah, thanks for your call, man.
Hey, thank you. I appreciate it, Pat.
Right.
Tremendous, tremendous one. Tremendous, tremendous call. I was at that game, actually, in the Meadowlands. I'm covering it for Fox. We were walking down, just getting to the field. Matt Dodge, I believe it was. Matt Dodge. And there, I have a tremendous picture of it. I won it at a silent auction. The FBI was running something. I don't remember, but I won this picture. It's DeSean Jackson running down the sideline past Tom Coughlin, and he's in the process of throwing his clipboard on the ground. DeSean Jackson was 20 yards away from the goal line. He's throwing his clipboard on the ground. Matt Dodge punted the ball right to him. I mean, right to him. Initially, he dropped it. And I know Josh, at some point, will pull up that sound from that call, and that was Joe Buck. A great call by Joe Buck. I'll get Josh to bring that up a little later, but tremendous one. Yeah, and I would only imagine what Tom Coughlin had to say to Matt Dodge after the game. In fact, I was on the field. He was you know, chewing him a new one before they got to the locker room. Just, and you know, Tom Coughlin's face is always kind of red. You should have seen the redness in Tom Coughlin's face that day. And again, it's always kind of red, ridiculously red, when he was chewing out Matt Dodge for punting the ball to DeSean Jackson. That was tremendous. They were down 31-10 in that game, I believe, in the second half. Brent Celek had a big day, and Michael Vick ran all over the place. And they tied the game up at 31, and that punt happened with a few seconds left, and D-Jax ran it back. Telling you, speed kills. Sixers or the Eagles could use to have a little bit more speed out there, especially at the wideout position. Don't have it. Golden Tate was supposed to be that guy, have a little more speed than others, but I don't know what's going to happen to him. Probably not going to be back, unfortunately. The Eagles did get awarded two third-round compensatory picks today, and the Nick Foles saga continues. I think they're not going to franchise tag him, and I think he's going to end up just being a free agent. I don't know if they're going to find a suitor for him, because you run a risk if you franchise tag a guy and you're on the hook for $25 million and don't find a suitor for him. You got some problems. And if I'm a team, I wait till he hits the market. I wait till he hits the market. I know he wants to do that. I think that, and there is some language. There's some language in the CBA. It says it has to be a good faith thing in terms of the franchise tag, like that they expect him to play for the current team. This isn't one of those. This is, we'll franchise tag you because we're trying to get something back for you. So I'm not sure if they can even actually do it, but I know they want to. And, you know, we shall see. 610-632-0975. Patrick in Doylestown, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Patrick?
Hey, happy Friday.
Hey, happy Friday to you, pal.
Hey, the most boneheaded, stupidest play, I think, in the history of sports is Pete Carroll not running the football at the one-yard line.
Yes.
Like, Super Bowl.
I tweeted out right at that moment, the dumbest thing I've ever... I tweeted that out, actually. It was the dumbest thing I've ever seen. Such a critical moment of the game. He threw a pass to Lockett, gets picked off by Malcolm Butler. I mean, that's just sickening. You don't get over that. I'm sorry, you don't get over that.
If I was a Seahawks fan, I would have threw up.
I would have thrown up. I'd still be... You don't get over that. They haven't been the same since.
Yeah, anyways, go Birds.
Yep, go Birds. Thank you, my friend. Patrick, appreciate the call, my friend. That was unbelievable. The fact is, the Seahawks drive down the field. Jeremy Kearse makes that great catch. So the ball pops up, falls back into his chest around the five-yard line. They get the ball to the one. Great tackle. I forget who it was, made a great tackle on the first down play. Marshawn Lynch almost scored on, made a great play, brought him down at the one, and that set up second and goal from the one. And then Russell Wilson threw an interception to Malcolm Butler, and that awarded the Patriots one of their six Super Bowls. You can look at that both ways. I mean, you could say, hey, the Patriots, they could easily have only won three Super Bowls because they could have lost to Atlanta down 28-3. They could have lost to the Seahawks that game. There's some other games that could have gone either way, but, you know, they also lost some games that maybe they could have won. Brady throws for 500 yards and loses to the Eagles. You know, they play the Giants. They're a much better team than the Giants, but get beat in close games on last quarter drives, end of the game drives. You know, the catch by David Tyree. So it could go either way, but hey, give him credit. Although Robert Kraft, you know, quite the idiot tonight. Even if this is not true, he looks pretty bad. And it looks pretty bad for him because they have it on tape. They have it on tape. That's a problem. That is a problem. Got to take a break. What is the stupidest thing, the dumbest thing you've seen in sports? Again, it could be a play. could be a substitution of some sort. It could be a rule. Anything. We're doing this in light of Joel Embiid, Robert Kraft, Bryce Harper money, Jussie Smollett of the Series Empire, and Brian Elliott starting for the, I mean, the list goes on, starting for the Flyers tomorrow night in the outdoor series game against the Penguins. Just, again, this show is titled Stupidity, and appreciate you listening tonight. I'm Joe Stazak. I'm here till midnight. Stick around.
Let that be a lesson to you boys and girls. Don't ever argue with the big dog. Big dog is always right.
It's Joe Stazak on 97.5 The Fanatic.
The IRS finally caught up with Louie.
I hadn't paid my taxes in 8 years. I owe the IRS a lot of money.
Louie was in deep trouble.
We're going to take your house, put a lien on your bank account, garnish your pay. They don't care. They're going to take your paycheck.
Louie found out about Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, they've resolved over $500 million for their clients.
Optima Tax, they help me. They calm me down. They made me feel comfortable, and I trust them.
Louie has a lot to be thankful for.
I don't owe the IRS anymore, and I'm able to live a comfortable life, a better life. It was because of Optima Tax.
For tax help you can trust, call Optima now for a free consultation. Take it from Louie.
If you owe the IRS, don't go it alone. Give Optima Tax a call. They can help you.
Call 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
This is J.B. Bryan inviting you to join me every week. Check out my podcast, Afroeconomics.
Afroeconomics with J.B. Bryan.
By clearly defining your financial goals, you are able to make sure you satisfy or reach your financial goals, not the goals that someone else sets for you.
Afroeconomics with J.B. Bryan.
A common excuse I hear is I need to save money, but I just can't. Now, that is indeed an excuse. Well, because you can. Let's look at the often overlooked ways that we actually waste our money. If we stop wasting, then we can start saving even more.
Afroeconomics.
Afroeconomics with J.B. Bryan. Our black wealth matters.
Afroeconomics with J.B. Bryan. Available in the App Store, Google Play, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and at AURN.com.
Texting enrolls for recurring marketing messages sent via automatic text message. Terms and conditions at textrules.us. Message and data rates may apply.
Do you have a passion for fitness? What if you could help people live healthier and stronger lives while building a money-making career for yourself? Well, now you can. The ISSA's Personal Trainer Certification Program is the first step to becoming a personal trainer or even becoming a gym owner. And for a limited time, the ISSA is letting you get started on the number one rated certification program absolutely free. That's right, free. Just text TRAINER to 246-6810 now to get your special link and get started on your certification free. With over 300,000 certification students in 91 countries, ISSA is number one around the world. Being ISSA certified equals success. And ISSA certification means access to great job opportunities ranging from the best gyms to top sports teams. Just text TRAINER to 246-8-10 now to get your special get started link free. Don't wait another day to start your career in fitness. Just text TRAINER to 246-8-10 right now to get started with your ISSA certification for free. Text the word TRAINER to 246-810.
Hello, I'm Joe Cordell of the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. Here are a few quick divorce tips that we provide our clients. Number one, don't move out of your house just because your wife tells you to. Remember, that's your house too. And number two, don't blow through the financial statements that you file with the court. These are key exhibits, and they often make or break your case. And number three, watch the social networking. Expect your wife's lawyer to do a thorough online search. And incidentally, this is a two-way street. Now, bonus tip. Partner with your attorney in assembling evidence. You're one of the two leading experts on your life and marriage. Your attorney needs your input to achieve your goals. By the way, unless you're in Missouri or Illinois, I'm not licensed in your state, but that's okay. Our attorneys in your state are.
Contact Cordell & Cordell, the partner men can count on. Online at CordellCordell.com. Offices in Philadelphia, Radnor, and Allentown, Pennsylvania, and Mount Laurel, New Jersey. Michelle Ferrari, licensed in New Jersey and Pennsylvania.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape?
get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text BODY to 42424 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text BODY to 42424. That's BODY to 42424.
Ocean City, Maryland is the hottest golf destination in the Mid-Atlantic. And it's just a short drive away with 17 championship courses, 10 miles of beach, world-famous boardwalk, excellent dining, and exciting nightlife. Spring and fall, two-night, three-day stay-and-play packages from $153 per person weekdays and $179 weekends. See why great golf is just the beginning in Ocean City, Maryland. Plan and book your next golf getaway today by visiting OceanCityGolf.com or by calling 800-4-OC-GOLF. That's OceanCityGolf.com or 800-4-OC-GOLF.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money. Oh, 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 oh. Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you. PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
The all-new Toyota RAV4 asks, what if? What if your ride was refined and rugged at the same time? Introducing a car that's got style and substance to spare. The all-new RAV4 Limited, featuring a sophisticated, muscular new exterior and available options like a premium JBL audio system and panoramic roof. The all-new RAV4 Limited. Toyota, let's go places. JBL and Clarifier, registered trademarks of Harman International Industries Incorporated.
And it all comes down to this. He shoots and he scores!
Blue Chew wants you to get in the game. That's why you can now get the same active ingredients in Viagra and Cialis without a trip to the doctor or the pharmacy. Blue Chew chewables can work up to twice as fast because sometimes high sticking is a good thing. Visit BlueChew.com and use the promo code GO to get your first order free. Just pay $5 shipping. Go to BlueChew.com and be the MVP.
He shoots and he scores.
Introducing new LifeProof slip-resistant wood-look porcelain tile from The Home Depot. Starting at just $1.99 a square foot, it's 50% more slip-resistant than ordinary tile. It's waterproof, stain-proof, scratch-resistant, and works indoors or out. Step confidently in your kitchen, bathroom, patio, or any area of your home with new LifeProof slip-resistant porcelain tile. Just $1.99 a square foot. Only at The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. Selection varies by store. Slip-resistance based on tiles that meet a DCOF less than or equal to 0.42.
Jim McManus plays on one station in Philly, 97.5, The Fanatic.
They shot the game, followed by Justin, they score!
Mark Johnson getting it done again. Second goal of the night, 38 years ago tonight. It was over. The game started at 5 o'clock. The Russians wouldn't let ABC station moved the game to 8 o'clock so they could televise it live. It was on tape delay. Imagine that. Imagine how far we've come. Imagine if we ever did anything on tape delay these days. First of all, you can see things within 5 seconds of them happening, like, you know, 6,000 miles away. They wouldn't move the game, so it was played at 5 o'clock, tape delay. There was no internet, no Twitter, no Facebook. You know, it took a little bit for that information. Because before the game, or before the game was over, there was some rumblings that maybe they had won, but, you know, we were still watching the game when it came on, because it came on at 8 o'clock, and it was still just as shocking watching it on tape delay and not really knowing what happened. Mark Johnson gets hosed big time, by the way. Ruggioni is the only one that people remember, because he scored one goal. Mark Johnson owned that game, and I've said this before on the air. He owned that game, scored a huge goal with 1 second left in the period, in period number one. Dave Christian took a shot from his blue line. You know, just one of those, like, all right, time's running out, I'm just going to fire it. It goes to the defenseman, and Tretiak kind of steers it aside. The defenseman stopped playing, and Johnson kept going. Picked it up, went right around Tretiak, and scored. Then he scores the tying goal in the third period to set up Arruzioni, which we're going to hear from in a little bit. But again, Mark Johnson, kudos to him. Had a decent career with the Penguins, with the Devils. He bounced around a little bit, but certainly he's the forgotten one. Let's call him that, because Arruzioni is the one that gets the statue and, you know, gets all the accolades and the spoils of the championship. He was the captain, all right. Rizzo was the captain. They called him Rizzo for whatever reason. So that's fine. Captain leads by example. This is a nice goal. He got a fortuitous carom off the boards. It went right to him. Fired a shot past Mishkin through a screen, a little bit of a screen. But it was unbelievable. It's still, I still get chills listening to it. And I still hear Al Michaels. Now, Al Michaels was so much better in that game than he has been in the last few Super Bowls. Our Super Bowl, again, I've said this before, he was awful. Awful. It was a fireable offense, some of his calls. Fireable. Anyway, he was great that night. Did the game. Anyone remember who the color guy was for that game? If you do, give me a call. The color guy with Al Michaels that night. Because everyone remembers Al Michaels, but not many people remember the color guy in that game. The color guy in that game with Al Michaels. If you do, give me a call. 610-632-0975. I talk about the dumbest thing in sports, and this stems from the conversation we had about Joel Embiid playing in the All-Star game with inflammation in his left knee. Now he's going to miss a week. Robert Kraft, you know, paying for a little action on the side, getting busted on tape. The Flyers starting Brian Elliott instead of Carter Hart tomorrow night. Bryce Harper money. It's stupid. But it is what it is. And, of course, Jussi Smollett of the series Empire for doing what he did and getting fired from his job because he staged an attack on himself for reasons unknown. And anyway, he was making $100,000 a show, an episode. And so that happened. That's gone. 610-632-0975. Jim and Delco, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Jim?
What's up, big dog?
How you doing, man?
Hanging in.
Like to hear it. Thanks,
I got
thanks
one
for calling.
For you,
sure, what you got?
You probably remember this one. When the Giants, the game was over, like a couple seconds left, and they handed the ball off, and the guy fumbled it, and then Herm Edwards took it all the way down and won the game with no time on the clock.
Of course. That was one of the most ridiculously stupid plays in the history of football, but worked out well for us. I was pretty psyched at the time. I was pretty psyched. You remember that? Were you around?
Yeah, he took a knee. He could have took a knee when the engine out of the game had been over. Like, I don't know why they handed the ball off.
Jim, did it sound anything like this?
Yes. The Giants lead 17-12, and we're inside 30 seconds. The Eagles have no timeouts. Wait a minute. Here's a free throw. I don't believe it. The Eagles pick it up, and Herman Edwards runs it in for a touchdown.
Yeah, there you go.
Jim, how about that?
Yeah, I love that,
receive.
Man.
I love it. Oh, we have sound from 1970.
Who was the analyst in that game?
I have no idea. You know what I did, Jim, and I'm embarrassed to say this, though, and this is what my dad always used to stress to me. It's a 60-minute game. But I thought the game was over myself. I go outside. I'm playing football with my friends, and then I go back inside after the game, and I'm watching Brian Gumbel, and he says, you got to stick around for what we're going to show you next, the Eagles-Giants game. It didn't end with the Giants on top, and I saw it on replay. I didn't see it live. I missed it because I went outside to play football because I thought the game was over. That's my bad.
Yeah, that is my bad. That was no one in the world thought we would win that game. You know, you would never. You'd look at it and say, like, you know, probably just go ask, walk away, turn the TV off. You know.
Yeah.
But you know,
one of the greatest moments in Philadelphia sports history.
Yeah. All right, Joe. Thanks for everything, man.
Hey, Jim. Thanks for calling, man. Have a great night, pal. All right. Yeah, I can't get enough of that one. Can we hear that again, Josh Rabick back there? We're going to hear this again. I can't get enough of it. Here's the call of the miracle at the Meadowlands, number one.
17-12, and we're inside 30 seconds. The Eagles have no timeouts. Wait a minute. Here's a free throw. I don't believe it. The Eagles pick it up, and Herman Edwards runs it in for a touchdown.
Joe Pisarcik. Smoking Joe Pisarcik. Fumbled that ball. To this day, I still think he was on the take. It didn't look like a real fumble to me. He was handing the ball off to Larry Zonka. Larry Zonka. Fumbles the ball. I was kidding about being on the take. Herm Edwards picked it up. Number 46. Coaching Arizona State right now. did a big time stint at ESPN, does a nice job, has been on my air, my show before, has been on the morning shows a lot. Great job, great guy, great coach, and great play. 610-632-0975. Call in if you can with a point about one of the subjects I talked about, whether the Sixers, the Joel Embiid scandal, Robert Kraft, if you want to call in and bash him, Brian Elliott starting in goal tomorrow night instead of Carter Hart. Harper, the Bryce Harper situation, as I mentioned before, and Devon Givens reported this before I went on the air, that Jim Salisbury of NBC Sports Philadelphia tweeted out that John Middleton's plane, he's the owner of the Phillies, by the way, has landed in Las Vegas where Bryce Harper lives. He's landed in Las Vegas. I'm telling you, man, he's going to have some signatures, and we're going to be all wrapped up. Going to be all wrapped up in about 48 hours. By the end of the weekend, it will be a done deal, and that's just one guy's opinion. Drew in Westchester, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Drew?
Hey, what's going on, Joe, man? Nice to talk to you.
Nice to talk to you.
Good. Yeah, no, I love when you were talking about the whole Miracle on Ice situation. It's one of my favorite sports stories of all time.
I still get chills.
Yeah, I do too, and I'm only a 42-year-old guy, but I grew up playing hockey, so the whole story just still wows me to this day.
Unbelievable.
You know, what those kids were able to accomplish, and I do know who the color analyst was just because I've seen so many documentaries on the subject and everything, and it was Ken Dryden.
Very good. It was Ken Dryden, former goaltender of the Montreal Canadiens. Yep.
Exactly, yeah.
His voice... I think he says unbelievable when Al Michaels gives the final call on the game against the Soviets. That's about it. You didn't hear really much from Ken Dryden, but Al Michaels was doing the deal, and he was great back then. Did a great job.
Yeah, no, Al Michaels led the show, but yeah, no, I just, because like I said, I remember just seeing the two of those guys, you know, from the documentaries, and anyway. But a couple dumb plays from sports that I can think of. One of them has to be when Chris Webber called that timeout in the national championship game.
Yeah, that was rough. That was rough. Yeah, that one hurt. I was actually at that game. It was in New Orleans in the Superdome. And
wow.
Well, first of all, did it sound anything like this?
Michigan have to bring it.
Oh, he walked. He walked in. The referee missed it.
Webber brings it into the front court. They have no timeouts remaining.
Oh, he caused it too many timeouts.
Michigan doesn't have any.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable, Drew. Like that was awful, right? And the look on Weber's face as he's watching Donald, I can't remember his last name. He was just hitting free throw after free throw after free throw down the stretch for North Carolina as they went away and walked away with a victory over the Fab Five.
Yeah. All right, man. Thanks for the call.
Hey, Drew, appreciate it, man. Have a great night, pal. It was Drew in Westchester. Can we hear that one more time, bud? I want to hear the Weber timeout call one more time. Here we go.
Oh, he walked in. The referee missed it.
Weber brings it into the front court. They have no timeouts remaining.
Oh, he caused it. Too many timeouts at the technical foul.
He called a timeout. Michigan doesn't have any.
Now, I don't know who that was because it sounded like Billy Packer. But he usually did the games with Brent Musburger. Unless that was Jim Nantz. I don't know who that was. But I thought that was Billy Packer. And what he was referring to initially is North Carolina scored. And then Michigan inbounded the ball. And Weber had the ball. And he was taking it up the court. And he completely walked. The ref didn't have the guts to make the call. And okay, fine, let him get away with it. But where was Jalen Rose? I'd love to ask him if I ever meet him. I've never met him. Where were you? You're the point guard. Why didn't you come back to help? Should have come back to help. So Weber, you know, he's not Mr. Dribble the Ball up the court. He takes it into the front court right by his bench. He claims that he heard someone say, call timeout, and he did. But it's just, you got to know that, and it's a shame. I felt bad for him. I was rooting for Michigan big time, big Fab Five fan. Once they came out with the long shorts so I could wear them and cover my twiggy thighs, I owe them everything. But I was a big Fab Five fan, was at that game. We were so far away. We were in, like, Section 240, like... the band, you know, would play Hail to the Victors. Dun, 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 dun. When we were pumping our fists on those beats, it was well after it happened because you could see the band and then the beat would get to us like a second and a half later. That's how far away we were. And it was great. Great experience. We saw Kentucky and Kansas also in that series. And Travis Ford was playing back then. And It was great, except for the timeout. I was disappointed that night. I left. I actually bet Michigan that night. They were getting two. I should have known that was a sucker bet. But anyway, 610-632-0975. By the way, Marcus Hayes coming up at 10:10 wrote a great article about the Joel Embiid situation, which I led the show with on how stupid I thought it was that he actually played in the All-Star game. And then I went into Robert Kraft and how stupid it was if the allegations are true that he was, you know, paying for a little side action, and apparently it's caught on tape. Hard to walk that back. And then, of course, Brian Elliott starting for the Flyers instead of Carter Hart in the outdoor series tomorrow night. Ridiculous. Also, the kid from Empire that I talked about losing his gig because he staged an attack on himself, was getting paid $100,000 an episode. Now he's out, and he faces felony charges. And of course, Bryce Harper and the stupid money that apparently he's going to get if he does get it from the Phillies. Hey, you know, God bless them. I don't know what they're willing to pay, but once again, I told you, I know where Bryce Harper's going. Straight to hell. I mean, this is ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Manny Machado is a better player than Bryce Harper. Hands down, better player than Bryce Harper. He got 10 years, $300 million. How much more does Bryce Harper want? How much is too much, Gordon? How many yachts can you sail behind? Whew. Wow. Incredible. But anyway, Jim Salisbury of NBC Sports Philadelphia tweeted out that John Middleton's plane did land in Las Vegas moments ago, according to the tweet. So that's the owner of the Phillies. Hopefully getting there to consummate the deal, sign some papers, and shake some hands and kiss some babies and get it done. We shall see. I think it's going to happen in the next 48 hours, and I think Bryce Harper will be a Philly. Let's go to Pat in Sicklerville. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Pat?
How's it going, man?
How you doing, pal?
Not too bad. I'm just thinking to myself, how much longer are we going to wait to South for Harper?
Well, we're going to wait it out as long as we have to, I guess, because I think it's going to wrap up in the next 2 days. But it's way past bedtime on this one.
That's my point. I mean, we're definitely going to pay him more than Machado got. That's a fact.
Yeah, oh yeah, totally. And that's all Scott Boras, because that's all he wants is to be the have the highest paid athlete under his guys.
Yeah, and our money. So I mean, I'm down for whatever he wants. Give it to him.
Yeah, and I don't know what it's going to be, and then I'll throw that question out too. How much is too much for Bryce Harper? At some point, would you walk away? At some point, if he's asking for like $375, do you pay that stupid money or do you let him walk?
It's a good question. I mean, for me, $375 is a bit much.
A little much. That's a lot of cake for a guy who hit .249 last year for 34 home runs. He didn't have a great season. It's not like he's coming off a major season in the contract here. Listen, he's going to fit in great here. He's going to hit a lot of home runs. He's going to be one of the key guys to this team and leading them to the playoffs, which I think they will definitely make a play for, and maybe the World Series in a couple years. But again, that's
sell a lot of jerseys too.
What's that, bud?
Sell a lot of jerseys too.
Oh, a ton of jerseys. Are you kidding me? They're going to sell out in about 10 hours. Do you have the stupidest thing you've ever seen in sports, bro?
I would say not the Malcolm Butler interception and not having Marshawn run.
That's like one of the best ever. Pat, I appreciate the call, man. I can't think of anything dumber than that. I can think of a lot of dumb things. That cost the Seattle Seahawks a Super Bowl. They would have gone back-to-back, first team since the Patriots did it in 2004. They would have gone back-to-back. After they started at 4-4 that year, there was inner turmoil in the locker room. Richard Sherman was being his normal ass of a self. And they got it together, and they started playing ball, and Russell Wilson did his thing, and Marshawn Lynch did his thing, and Jeremy Kearse did his thing, and you know Richard Sherman did his thing, and you know the great Legion of Boom got it together, and you know almost beat the Patties. Here's that call, by the way.
Clock at 5. Pass is intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler. Unreal.
That was unreal. Was that Al Michaels? That sounded like Al Michaels. Can I hear that one more time there, Joshy?
Five. Pass is intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler. Unreal.
Doesn't get any dumber than that. Darrell Bevell, the offensive coordinator for the Seahawks, and Pete Carroll, I'm not sure who made that call, and he tried to justify it after the game. They had, like, the plays, you know, already preordained. They knew what they were doing on second down and third down. They were at the half-yard line with one of the top backs in the league, a bruiser, too. Not a speed guy, not a scat back, a bruiser that can, you know, will his way a yard to the end zone. I mean, James White did it the following year. Not the following year, a couple years later. He's not a big back. You can get there. You almost got there on first down. That was the ball game. I mean, that was the ball game. And of course, Brady's legacy grows because they were down. They were down. They were down 14 points, 10 points in the second half. 10 points in the second half. 24-14, and he put together two drives to score touchdowns on both drives. He was 13 of 15 on those drives, resulting in touchdowns, one to Julian Edelman. I forget who the other one was too, but just an incredible job again. And listen, they don't win that game. His legacy, you know, doesn't grow as much as it does now, because you look back on it and all the Super Bowls that he's won, I think, culminated in a last drive, a fourth quarter drive that either put the game away in terms of if a game was tied or took the lead. And that was one of them. And he got helped out by Darrell Bevell and Pete Carroll. Unbelievable. That's just unbelievable. Marcus Hayes coming up in a few minutes to talk about the article he wrote. He's coming up around 10:16, 10:17. It's 10:07 right now. The article he wrote on Joel Embiid, because, you know, to me, it's beyond stupid that he played in the All-Star game. He's got to know better than that. He's got to know better than that. See, this comes with maturity. And to me, it's an immature thing. And he is kind of immature. We've seen that. He says some things that are, you know, not unlike something a young person would say. He cursed, he dropped an F-bomb at a press conference the other day, complaining about the refs, even though he admitted he slept walked through three quarters, even though that wasn't true, Al Horford dominated him. You know, I'm not killing Joel Embiid, I love him to death. I think he's tremendous, generational talent. I mean, what is he averaging? 27 points, almost 14 rebounds per game, 27 and 14 and two blocks. I mean, he's unbelievable. Bobby had a good night, though, last night in his stead. Bobby had a really good night last night. I was impressed. 6 of 7, 4 of 4 in the fourth quarter. I'm sorry, 5 of 5 in the first half. 4 of 4 in the fourth quarter was Tobias Harris. But in 27 minutes, 6 of 7, 7 of 10 from the line, 12 rebounds, a couple assists. He did turn the ball over 5 times. I mean, I think he might not want to put the ball on the floor too often because he got picked 5 times in 27 minutes. But, you know, Tobias Harris had 12 points through three quarters, had 11 in the fourth quarter, 4 of 4, like I mentioned, in the fourth quarter. You know, Ben Simmons didn't take a three-pointer, but was 9 of 19 from the field, 7 rebounds, 4 assists, 21 points. J.J. Redick just 4 of 12. He ended up with 13 points. And Jimmy Butler, not a great shooting night, 5 of 14, but he hit all of his free throws, 8 for 8. He had 6 assists, finished with 18 points, and he was a plus 12. Tobias Harris, plus 19 last night. Marjanovic, plus 10. You know, that's still a big win. I mean, Miami's not a great team. You know, they're about 4 or 5 games under 500. But they had a winning record on the road until the Sixers beat them last night. You know, it's still a big win. You got to beat teams that you need to beat, or that you should beat, I should say. And they did that. And I mentioned what they have left. They're tough games. They're at Oklahoma City following the Pelicans game, which is, I believe, Tuesday. They have a home game against the Warriors. They're at the Rockets on March 5th. They're at Milwaukee on St. Patrick's Day. And then they have the Celtics at home and the Bucks at home on March 20th and April 4th, respectively. Those are the real big games they have left, and they're only 1-7 versus those teams. But if you look at the new team, they're only 0-1. They lost to the Celtics. And I'm not sure they have their number, because this is a different Sixers team. Different Sixers team. So I'm not sure about that in their heads type of thing. And I don't know if there's something to that. I don't think when you say that, there's always a ton of truth to that. You might just be getting beat by a better team. And Celtics do match up. The Sixers do not match up well against that team. Al Horford usually owns Joel Embiid. But, you know, it's a different Sixer team. And we'll see what happens going forward. Sixers are 38-21. Good for fifth place in the East. And they're rolling. But they're without Joel Embiid for the next two games because he has tendonitis in his left knee. Played in the All-Star game. He could be already a week into his rehab. Instead, it started, I guess, Monday because he played Sunday. And he played 24 minutes the other day. Just beyond stupid. We'll have Marcus Hayes coming on. He wrote an article, great article, yesterday in Philly.com. Talking about Embiid and the idiocy of the move. 610-632-0975. Speaking of idiocy, it is the topic du jour tonight. The stupidest thing you've seen in sports ever. We've had Chris Webber timeouts. We've had Matt Dodge punting to DeSean Jackson. We've had Russell Wilson throwing the pick to Malcolm Butler. We have, I mentioned Jim Marshall running the ball the wrong way. I mean, the tuck rule, I thought, was one of the dumbest things I've ever seen, only to be trumped by the catch rule. And they really outdid themselves on that one, where you have to catch the ball through the ground, even though having 2 feet in with possession isn't enough. Just stupid. Just outright stupid. Anyway, give me a call. Dumbest thing you've ever seen in sports. I'm Joe Stachak here till midnight.
Let that be a lesson to you, boys and girls. Don't ever argue with the big dog. Big dog is always right.
It's Joe Stachak on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Takes additional offers on select models with approved credit. 24-month lease on Core Acadia, $24.95 due at signing with 1,500 GM competitive lease for the qualified event ends 2/20/19. Call 1-800-KERBECK for full details.
Held over through month end, Frank Kerbeck issues presidential savings on over 250 Buicks and GMCs. Reduced up to 33% off MSRP. 0% financing up to 72 months on most Buick models. Lease new 2019 Buick Encore. Just $129 per month. Lease 2019 GMC 7-passenger Acadia, $199 per month. Experience the new Buick. GMC, we are professional grade. Buicks and GMCs reduced up to 33% off MSRP. 0% up to 72 months. Buick Encore, $129 a month. GMC Acadia, $199 a month. Held over through month end at fckerbeckbuickgmc.com.
Come join us.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Cappell here, serial entrepreneur. I started my first business in the basement of a factory over 30 years ago. We had no heat and no air conditioning. Instead of customers, our office visitors were rats, birds, flies, and snakes. Our office flooded often, and we used blankets as our office walls. We were broke and needed help. That's why I created Patriot Software, to help small business owners with simple payroll for 1 to 100 employees. And if you need help, we will help you for free. Go to PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Everyone knows that even good people fall on hard times. Your credit cards get maxed out and you get behind on your taxes. Unfortunately, the IRS is not as understanding and they won't stop until they collect. They have the power to take your paycheck, freeze your bank accounts, even your home or business could be at risk. It's simply not worth it to take on the IRS by yourself. You need to call the experts at Optima Tax Relief. When you call, be sure to ask about the Fresh Start Initiative. It's a special IRS tax debt assistance program that could save you thousands. thousands, even tens of thousands. Optima will immediately provide you with a team of professionals who could protect you from the IRS, ensuring that you get the best possible outcome. The Better Business Bureau has awarded them an A-plus rating, and you will too. So put the hard times behind you and call Optima today for a free consultation.
Call 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Attention timeshare owners. Did some high-pressure salesperson twist your arm into buying a timeshare? Did they forget to mention that the vacation times you want will never be available, or that it will cost you more to use the timeshare than if you just booked online as a non-owner? I bet that salesperson also forgot to mention your fees will go up year after year after year. They misled you. It's not right, and it's not your fault. Whether you bought decades ago or days ago, we can help. Timeshare Freedom Group's Freedom Process has helped thousands of people get out of unwanted timeshares. Let us help you be free from your regrettable, overpriced, and unavailable timeshare. We are the leaders in the industry with decades of experience canceling timeshares worldwide, legally and permanently. That's why we offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Start the Freedom Process now by calling Timeshare Freedom Group at 855-765-CANCEL. That's 855-765-CANCEL. 855-765-CANCEL. Or come meet us face-to-face at your local office. TimeshareFreedomGroup.com.
Do you currently get regular structured settlement or annuity payments from an insurance company for a personal injury, auto accident claim, wrongful death, or inheritance? If so, you don't have to wait for months or even years to get the cash you need now to cover urgent expenses like debts, tuition, medical bills, or exciting events like a new baby or down payment on a home. With over 25 years experience, J.G. Wentworth, the country's leader in structured settlement purchasing, has helped thousands of people get the cash they need. Call today at 800-741-1404. We offer flexible options that pay you a lump sum of cash for a portion of your payments, ensuring you get the money you need now while still receiving future payments from your structured settlement or annuity. And unlike others, J.G. Wentworth is a direct funder and can streamline the process, helping you get the lump sum of cash you need faster. For your free cash now quote, call 800-741-1404. That's 800-741-1404. 800-741-1404.
Guys, you can achieve greater sexual performance no matter your age. Dr. Sloan at Philadelphia Urology Associates is helping men with Gainswave, a revolutionary ED treatment. You'll have a more satisfying experience that will last longer. Gainswave requires no shots, no pills, and you can be spontaneous again. To schedule your free consultation with Dr. Sloan at Philadelphia Urology, text the word CURE to 797979. That's CURE, C-U-R-E, to 797979.
Copays, codes, coupons. Searching for savings on prescriptions is so complex, it's like you need a doctorate degree. Fortunately, CVS Pharmacy employs thousands who have one. Our pharmacists. Plus, we built a proprietary search tool to help them find you savings on prescriptions. You don't need to know all of that complicated stuff. You just need to know someone who does. Your friendly doctor of pharmacy at your local CVS. Savings vary. Not all patients eligible for savings. Ask pharmacist for details.
Joyce, can I ask you something?
Okay.
How can you afford the salon every week?
I can't. Gold Series from Pantene is my salon.
You use Pantene?
Mm-mm. Gold Series from Pantene. It was designed by black hair experts, and the detangling milk is everything.
So it works?
I look like I keep a weekly hair appointment, don't I? Okay.
Gold Series will become your salon, too. Try the detangling milk or super moisturizing buttercream today.
Hello, I'm Joe Cordell of the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. At Cordell & Cordell, we encourage our clients to participate, to recognize how essential their role in this process is. They've got to be willing to help us help them. And by working jointly in a sort of partnership, we're more likely to get the best possible outcome for our clients. And that's really the standard that our clients can fairly hold us to, is what is the best possible outcome for them. So clients who are facing divorce need to recognize that for them to succeed, they need a partnership between them and their attorney. By the way, unless you're in Missouri or Illinois, I'm not licensed in your state, but that's okay. Our attorneys in your state are.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Philadelphia area attorneys, a partner men can count on. 215-490-9999. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com. Offices in Philadelphia, Radnor, and Allentown, Pennsylvania. And and Mount Laurel, New Jersey. Michelle Ferrari, licensed in New Jersey and Pennsylvania.
Sports Talk for Mayfair and all of Philadelphia.
97.5, The Fanatic.
The U.S. team is depending a little bit too much now on Jim Craig. He's making too many good saves.
Rosioni! Mike Rosioni!
There was Rosioni. Rizzo, as they referred to him, his teammates called him. Scores the game winner with about 11 minutes left in that game, I believe. 11 or 12 minutes left in that game. 39 years ago tonight, folks. 39 years ago tonight. The game was actually already over by now. It was over around 8 o'clock. It was a 5 o'clock start in Lake Placid. It was on tape delay, if you can believe that. How far we've come. But Rusioni got it done, and everyone remembers Rusioni. No one talks about Mark Johnson. Don't get too many mentions about Jim Craig either when you talk about that series. It's just, oh, yeah, Mike Rusioni. Yep. I think he's doing some work for University of Boston. I think he's in coaching staff or athletic director or something involving that university right now. But certainly went down, goes down in the annals of U.S. history as one of the all-time monumental moments in North American sports, or maybe, you know, global sports, whatever you want to call it. It was pretty huge. Pretty huge. All right, as promised, and again, this show is all about stupidity. That's why I brought up the Joel Embiid article that Marcus Hayes wrote. And, of course, we talked about Robert Kraft a little bit and the stupid money Bryce Harper's getting and Brian Elliott starting over Carter Hart tomorrow night. So a lot of stupidity happening this weekend. Here's a guy that you would not find synonymous with stupidity. He's Marcus Hayes, and he's on the Comcast Business Hotline. What's up, Marcus?
I was a little worried about that intro.
I knew you thought it might be going in that direction. Come on, man. You know me.
It threw me a life preserver right at the end. I appreciate that.
You're my guy. You know that, man. Marcus Hayes on the Comcast Business Hotline. How are you, brother? I loved your article. I mean, I love all your articles, but I think you're the best scribe in this town. But the article yesterday on Joel Embiid, the stupidity of it all, playing in that All-Star game. I mean, what do you make of that?
Look, man, it's his fifth season. He didn't play the first two seasons, but he knows how the league works. The best players have to be ready to play as often as possible. And if he knew that his knee wasn't feeling right, then he shouldn't have gone. He shouldn't have played. You know, I get the impression that this was a something that he was minimizing to the team if he was reporting it at all.
Okay.
So, if it blows up over a 6-day period, then I have a real hard time believing nobody on the team knew. But I don't think the coaches knew, and I don't think the medical staff was worried about it, because these guys ice their knees and their ankles every game almost.
Sure.
So, yeah, this is unprofessional. You don't come back from an All-Star game and miss 3 days because you've got a maintenance, a wear and tear injury. It's unconscionable.
Yeah, I agree. I can't get it. To me, it's beyond stupid. And go ahead.
And here's the thing: like, this isn't he's not a kid. This is his fifth season.
Yeah.
If he plays 15 years in the league, this is 33% of his experience. This is 33% of his career that he's played already. And it's not like he's never been hurt. You know,
he's never not been hurt. Season. Like you
exactly.
said, he's never not
he's
been
always
hurt.
Hurt.
He's always hurt.
He's always hurt. So you know. It's just, I just don't understand how the team, I believe the team is upset with both the fact that he went and the fact that maybe he underreported his issue.
Okay.
But, you can't come back from an All-Star. I think he had, 26, 28 games to play coming back from the All-Star break.
Yeah.
And they didn't have a home court advantage at that point. You know, thanks to Boban Marjanovic, they got a home court advantage this evening. You know, he had a career game.
It was great.
In Embiid's place, but I don't know if he's going to do that for two more games. And, you know, at what point is Joel Embiid going to be Joel Embiid again? You know, I mean, is he going to be able to play back-to-back? Is he going to have a minutes restriction? Is he going to be in shape when he comes back? Is he going to come back after 7 days or 17 days?
Yeah.
You know, you're going down the stretch. This is money time. He makes $25 million a year. This is when he earns it.
Yeah, absolutely. And my question is, and it's a question I've heard on some previous talk shows and some national talk shows, is does he, how should I put this? He doesn't run the team, but does he have, does he kind of do what he wants to do and he has less pushback?
I've said he's run the team for 2 years now.
Okay.
You know?
All right.
He came out and said before he played a game, I'm the process.
Yeah,
once you let that cat out of the bag, you can't put that genie back in a bottle. You can't come to him and say, no, you're not the process. We're the process. If you remember, 2 years ago, it was the Brotherhood or something like that, the TJ and TJ McConnell and Dario Saric started talking about, you know, the something else. That ain't cool. You know, guys don't want a team to be defined by a guy who's never played a game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, it was audacious. And once they let that happen, everything else was all the rest of the bets were off. And, you know, it set a precedent. So if you're Ben Simmons, you do the same stuff.
Yeah.
You do what you want.
No, I agree. But doing what you want, don't you have to put some of that on the Sixers? Aren't they negligible here?
I put all of it on the Sixers.
Okay.
You know, it's all on the Sixers. It's all on Brian Colangelo and Brett Brown, and now on Brett Brown and Elton Brand. You know, I mean, it's just, when you're the boss and the guy, if you have a point guard who comes back, who spends the summer working on his shot away from the team and hires his brother to work on his shot and the shot still can't shoot, then that's not on the kid and that's not on the brother and that's not on the other coaches. That's on you. You did not develop your asset over the summer. He came back without improving his shot or his free throw. So that's Ben Simmons in a nutshell. You know, Markel Fultz having his agent take him off the court. It's ridiculous. There it's almost as, it's not the tail wagging dog. It's like there is no dog. It's just tail.
Marcus Hazel and Comcast Business Hotline. Well, Marcus, that sounds like it's a problem. I mean, we're talking about other incidents. Ben Simmons, like you mentioned, Markel Fultz, Joel Embiid. I mean, how do we stop the inmates from running the asylum?
Well, again, you know, when Kobe and LeBron were able to dictate the terms on which they played basketball, that sort of began it. You know, I mean, the insubordination and, you know, the coach hunting and the coach firing and all that sort of stuff, it was Kobe and LeBron, you know, and really it's not even them. It's the shoe companies. What Allen Iverson said in, what was it, 1998, 1999, I don't work for Philadelphia and I don't work for the Sixers and I don't work for the NBA. I work for Reebok, you know.
Yeah.
When guys are making $100 million, $60 million on their shoe deals and they're over the lifetime of their career, their endorsements are four or five times what their salaries are. You know, how important is winning really when they're getting paid anyway?
Yeah, getting paid handsomely too. You're right, Marcus Hayes, on the Comcast Business Hotline. So how serious do you think this injury is? I mean, it sounds like tendonitis, you ice it, the inflammation goes down after a while. It's probably going to reoccur, but he's out for the next two games, comes back maybe for the Oklahoma City game. How much do you think this will affect the team in a very important stretch for them as they head into the playoffs, trying to capture, like you said, a home court advantage somewhere?
Tendonitis is a weird thing. I don't know how bad his is. I don't know if they're not airing. Maybe he could play tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? Maybe he's healthy enough that he could play tomorrow. But if it's severe enough so that it's a seven-day minimum sideline, then he's probably going to be on a minutes restriction. He's probably not going to practice a whole lot. He's probably not going to play in back-to-backs, which means he's probably going to enter the playoffs in less than peak condition. And you don't play back-to-backs in the playoffs. You do have rest. The big issue with Joel Embiid at the end of last season is he wasn't in very good shape. Well, I shouldn't say that. He wasn't in peak shape.
The big thing
for Joel Embiid coming into this season, according to Brett Brown and Brian Colangelo, well, before Brian Colangelo got himself fired, the big thing was, okay, the big guy's going to have a summer to get into peak condition for the first time in the 4 years that he's been a professional. Well, it's really hard to stay in peak condition when you got left knee tendonitis in a knee that's been surgically repaired and you weigh 280 pounds.
Yeah.
And let's not forget, he didn't do anything for 6 days before they shut him down for 7 days.
Yeah.
It was the All-Star break.
Yeah, it was the All-Star break.
13 days of doing essentially nothing with a bad knee. So we're not talking about 7 days. You know, the clock didn't start when he got back.
Right.
The clock started when he left.
When he left. That's exactly right.
You know, guys come back from the All-Star break and questionable conditioning all the time. And not just the guys that go to the All-Star game. Most of the guys go to the Bahamas or, you know, Cancun.
Take a little break.
Not Cancun, but Bahamas or, you know, St. Thomas or somewhere wonderful. And they should. That's the whole point. But they come back, and it takes a game or two for them to get their legs in their win. Well, you know, I saw him dancing shirtless to Cardi B and trying to sing karaoke.
Playing a little volleyball,
and
too.
I'm pretty sure he wasn't doing wind sprints after.
Yeah, it's disturbing to me, if you ask me, Marcus Hayes on the Comcast Business Hotline. Let's switch gears a little bit because I got a little bit of time left. Bryce Harper, not done yet. Manny Machado, done the other day. 10 years, $300 million, Machado. It sounds to me like Bryce Harper's waiting for more to get cashed up even more than that, and he probably will. But it sounds to me like the Phillies didn't work as hard for Machado as they're working for Harper. And you and I both agree Machado's a much better player. So where do you think their thinking is or was?
Well, I think it's double-edged. Putting a left-hander in this lineup as it exists today, which I think if you're signing a guy for 10 years, I don't know that you worry about whether he's the, you know, I don't know that you let his left-handedness, you know, sway you that much. But putting a left-hander in this lineup does have a great impact. You know, even though Manny Machado hits right-handers, fine. But it breaks up what you can do in the seventh, eighth, and ninth innings as the opposing manager. You got to get a lefty up, and maybe that helps the right-handed hitters around Bryce Harper. I think one of the big issues is they got to sell tickets. Manny Machado, thanks to, you know, efforts, largely to the efforts of, you know, people like you more than me, but me as well, you know, columnists and talk radio jocks, Manny Machado has been labeled a dog, which may or may not be true. But the flip side is Bryce Harper is somehow suddenly perceived as this Charlie Hustle.
That ain't
true. I mean, Bryce Harper got choked by Jonathan Papelbon for not running out of fly ball.
Yeah.
Yep. In September.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and not, he didn't just get choked. He got choked by Jonathan Papelbon, who had come in to relieve in the eighth inning and was going back out for the ninth. That's the only reason he was in the dugout. But Jonathan Papelbon was playing sheriff to Bryce Harper. And I got to tell you, after that incident, I think it was 2015, after that incident, it was an MVP year, there were plenty of guys in that Nationals dugout who were like, thank God he did it.
Yeah.
Matt Williams should have done this a long time ago.
Wow.
You know, but he was scared of Bryce Harper.
Sure.
But, you know, and Tom Boswell from Washington Post wrote last Friday, I think it was, you know, this guy has bad fundamentals in the outfield. He's at least twice, three times a month, he has an issue with base running. And, you know, he's not a very good center fielder. And he's just an average right fielder. But, you know, again, You're hiring a guy to sell tickets and hit home runs.
And hit home runs, yeah.
God bless him. You know, it's a good place to hit home runs.
Yeah, and, big time.
He's certainly familiar with the pitchers in the NL East, you know, the preponderance of them. So I don't really have a problem with either guy. Each guy has his shortcomings. Each guy has his, you know, his upside. I just think Machado's upside is bigger. But if that's not who they wanted, then God bless him. You know, that's their job, right? Their job is to make those decisions, not mine.
That's exactly right. Marcus Hayes on the Comcast Business Hotline. Before I let you go, Marcus, I like your takes on everything that we talk about on this show, but I haven't gotten into it too much. But again, I labeled this show stupidity, and we talked about Joel Embiid, we talked about Brian Elliott starting instead of Carter Hart, we talked about the Bryce Harper stupid money. What did you make? This is one of those that goes in the category, you can't make this up. Robert Kraft gets busted for solicitation of prostitution, and apparently it's on tape. It's alleged right now, I know. I'm not saying he's guilty, but apparently they have it on tape, and this is the owner of one of the most dominant teams in the last two decades and one of the great dynasties of all time. And what do you make of all this?
Well, if it's true, it's just another example of, you know, old rich guys thinking they can get away with anything, you know? I mean, this Robert Kraft could have bought the massage parlor.
Yes, right. You know, That's my point.
You know, if the story is true that he was driven there twice and solicited, you know, services from an anonymous, you know, sex worker, then how awful must his life be?
Right, yes.
Not just, or does he have some sort of, sort of fixation with that experience, that particular experience? Is it more psychological than biological?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
I don't know, man. It's a weird deal. The fact that, and here's the thing, like, say they can't prove that he exactly solicited whatever he did or didn't solicit.
Right.
Why in the world is he getting a massage at that spot?
Right.
I mean, if you're not going there for that, I mean, give me a break,
That's a good point.
Unless you're, this guy, he could call Tom Brady and say, hey, Tom, I need your TB12 massage therapy.
Exactly.
Down here on retainer, Yeah. I mean, the concept, the idea, the notion that Robert Kraft would go to a place like that for anything but something like that, it's beyond credulity. It's just ridiculous. By the way, I mean, everybody talking about this Carter Hart thing, why in the world would you want to put Carter Hart in a situation to face the Penguins outdoors in the rain after two horrific starts in which he got pulled?
He's your franchise.
You're setting him up to fail.
See, I think he's above
terrible,
that.
Right? Oh God, no! You kidding me? Did you see the last two games?
I did. Yes.
He was awful.
Yeah, he was bad.
Not only was he awful, he was awful and said he was awful. I mean, the kid is at the. This is the sort of thing that ruins guys. They are doing him the biggest possible favor they could do him. But I'll put it to you this way. Say he goes in there and gets pulled for a third time on national TV in an outdoor game against the Penguins.
I still think he's a confident enough kid, he bounces back.
That's from that?
Yeah, from that. It's just okay, a blip.
Well,
just
he didn't,
a blip.
He didn't bounce back from two games ago.
I understand.
All you're doing is putting a bigger spotlight and more pressure on him when he's playing his worst. Yeah, and they're playing their worst in front of him.
I think he plays well in the spotlight. I think he likes the spotlight. I think he craves the big stage.
You don't think Montreal, for a 4-point playoff swing?
Sure.
In Montreal was a spotlight?
But this is like the outdoor series, and it's at the vet, listen to me, the link. And
all I'm saying is the last time he was in a spotlight, what was it, yesterday? It didn't go so well.
No, you're right about that. It didn't go so well. Marcus,
so all you're going to do is ramp up the spotlight. I mean, I think he's wonderful. I also think he's exhausted.
Okay.
It's really hard doing the job that he's done in front of the, at best, inconsistent defense and defensive effort that he's had. I mean, he's just been peppered. I mean, he's wonderful. I love him, but I think he needs a break. And I don't think this coach, who's coached him at every professional game he's had, would put him. I think the coach is doing him a favor.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, there's obviously something.
It's a team that owns them.
Yep.
They just destroy them.
Yep. You're right about that. Yeah, it must be something to it because the coach did decide to go with Brian Elliott and not showcase his young superstars, Scott Gordon. So I'll defer to him and I'll defer to you on this one. I just thought maybe it's the selfishness. I want to see him play in that game so bad because I'd like everyone to see him and showcase him. But they're doing what's best for the team, I guess, and I'll abide by that. Marcus Hayes, I appreciate it, as always, my friend, taking your time out of this late Friday night. Great stuff, great article yesterday, and we look forward to your next one and having you on the show again.
All right, man, I'll go try to find some place to get a massage.
You go do that, Marcus. Thanks, buddy. Have a nice one, man. Marcus Hayes on the Comcast Business Hotline. Yeah, he brought up some good points about Robert Kraft, and you don't go to that place to get a massage. Sorry, you don't. You go to get, it's a massage / a la carte type place. He's alleging he didn't do anything wrong. Well, were you there? There's tape. Again, it's alleged. I'm not saying he's guilty. I don't know the situation or the story. I'm just going by what the police said. They have it on tape. They have all the ones that they've arrested or put warrants out on tape. But Marcus is right. If you really want a massage, you know, fly down Brady's guy, you know, or fly up to get a massage. I mean, you have the best masseuses and medical care. And again, you could buy the massage parlor down there. I think, again, this isn't, I don't know, but I think he was dirty. I think he was dirty. And I just don't get the stupidity of something like that. You're Robert Kraft. You don't think you're going to get, that place is going to get pinched and you might be linked to it at some point? And how embarrassing is that? How embarrassing is that? You know, I mean, listen, anyone who doesn't like Robert Kraft, you should dwell in the comeuppance that he's getting right now, because it's bad, and he's going to get hit in the pocketbook, and maybe the team gets hit and by the NFL for this conduct unbecoming. And we know Jim Irsay got suspended 6 games, owner of the Colts, and fined $500,000 for the drug arrest and driving while intoxicated. And there's been some others. Eddie DeBartolo got in all kinds of trouble back in the day, and I think his sister took over for the team, never to be heard from again. So it happens, but it's embarrassing, and I think it's just idiotic that Robert Kraft will put himself and the organization in that position. Yeah, how would it look if one of his players did that? How do you think he'd come down on one of his players if one of his players did that? And now he's out doing it? I just think it's incredibly stupid. 610-632-0975. Jimmy in Phoenix, hang on there, man. We'll get you on the other side. A couple open phone lines. We're talking about a plethora of things. We're talking about Joel Embiid, the situation, Bryce Harper, Brian Elliott, Bryce Harper, and the stupidest thing you've ever seen in sports. I'm Joe Stazak, 97.5 The Fanatic.
Let that be a lesson to you, boys and girls. Don't ever argue with the big dog. Big dog is always right.
It's Joe Stazak on 97.5 The Fanatic. This is the home of Joel Embiid.
Round of block by Embiid.
Ben Simmons.
Simmons on a jam. Ben Simmons with a monster throwdown.
And your 76ers.
Welcome to Philadelphia.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All the action on the ice giving you the chills? Break away to the hottest game in town, Delilah's. Let the world's most beautiful showgirls warm you up as you claim the game on Delilah's giant video walls. Or skate in after the game. Your ticket stub gives you free admission. Ready for a real power play? Come to Delilah's. Voted America's number one gentleman's club. Just off Delaware Avenue and just out of this world. Delilah's, where body checking is a way of life. Details now at Delilah's.com. There's only one thing better than watching really tall men in big baggy shorts running, bouncing, and shooting. And that's the after party at Delilah's. Just show your ticket stub for free admission. You'll be surrounded by outstanding food and the world's most beautiful showgirls. And not one of them will be wearing big baggy shorts. At least not for long. After the game, come play at Delilah's, the Gentleman's Club and Steakhouse. Just off Delaware Avenue and just out of this world. Delilah's, voted America's number one gentleman's club. Delilah's, always on top. Get all the details now at Delilah's.com.
The IRS finally caught up with Louie.
I hadn't paid my taxes in 8 years. I owed the IRS a lot of money.
Louie was in deep trouble.
We're going to take your house, put a lien on your bank account, garnish your pay. They don't care. They're going to take your paycheck.
Louie found out about Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, they've resolved over $500 million for their clients.
Optima Tax, they help me. They calm me down. They make me feel comfortable, and I trust them.
Louie has a lot to be thankful for.
I don't owe the IRS anymore, and I'm able to live a comfortable life, a lot better life. It was because of Optima Tax.
For tax help you can trust, call Optima now for a free consultation. Take it from Louie.
If you owe the IRS, don't go it alone. Give Optima Tax a call. They can help you.
Call 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Texting enrolls for recurring marketing messages sent via automatic text message. Terms and conditions at textrules.us. Message and data rates may apply.
Do you have a passion for fitness? What if you could help people live healthier and stronger lives while building a money-making career for yourself? Well, now you can. The ISSA's Personal Trainer Certification Program is the first step to becoming a personal trainer or even becoming a gym owner. And for a limited time, the ISSA is letting you get started on the number one rated certification program absolutely free. That's right, free. Just just text TRAINER to 246810 now to get your special link and get started on your certification free. With over 300,000 certification students in 91 countries, ISSA is number one around the world. Being ISSA certified equals success. And ISSA certification means access to great job opportunities, ranging from the best gyms to top sports teams. Just text TRAINER to 246810 now to get your special Get Started link free. Don't wait another day to start your career in fitness. Just text TRAINER to 246810 right now to get started with your ISSA certification for free. Text the word TRAINER to 246810.
This Skate Report is brought to you by Indeed, used by over 3 million businesses for hiring. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire.
Hey, leap with your fanatic Skate Report. Visit Trane.com to find a local heating and air conditioning dealer near you. Bright sunshine for Friday runs is the ticket for a great day on the slopes. Well-covered trails abound everywhere, and this weekend, Saturday looks like the pick with still milder temperatures. Spring Mountain, 7 runs day and night with Bear Creek seeing midweek snow, 23 trails and plenty of tubing. Blue Mountain, 15 miles of terrain, night skiing till 10. Big Boulder and Jack Frost, each 100% open, well-covered and well-groomed. Camelback, 100% of their ski runs, over 40 tubing lanes as well.
What good is making more memories if you're the only one who will remember them? Come together at Killington this winter. The more friends, the merrier. Save up to 40% on lift tickets when you purchase in advance at Killington.com.
More at snowcountry.com. Leif Erickson with the 97.5 The Fanatic Ski Report.
Tax and tax additional. All offers on select models with approved credit. 2018 Cadillac XTS, 30,428 previous rental miles, 3.19% for 84 months, 319.50 for 84 months, and 5.89% APR with $49.95 down. Call 1-800-KERBECK for full details.
Held over through month end, Frank Kerbeck issues presidential savings. Over 180 Cadillacs reduced. 2018 Cadillac XTS all-wheel drive, just $26,800. Original MSRP was $53,740. You pay $26,800. That's half price. Just $319 per month buys it. Financing as low as 3.19%. All-wheel drive Cadillac XTS. Original MSRP was $53,740. You pay just $26,800. That's half price. $319 per month buys it. Not a lease. You own it. Cadillac XTS was $53,700. You pay just $26,800. That's half price. Held over through month end at FC Kerbeck.
Come join us.
You know those little white lies you tell yourself? Clogged pores? Not me. Oily skin? On this face? Blackheads? Nothing a little concealer can't hide. Truth is, your pores don't lie. And blackheads can only hide for so long. Introducing Biore Ultra Deep Cleansing Pore Strips with Witch Hazel. Get rid of blackheads and unclogged pores in just 10 minutes. Clogged pores can't hide from my Biore Pore Strips. Biore, for your pores.
Joyce, can I ask you something?
Okay.
How can you afford the salon every week?
I can't. Gold Series from Pantene is my salon.
You use Pantene?
Mm-mm. Gold Series from Pantene. It was designed by black hair experts, and the detangling milk is everything.
So it works?
I look like I keep a weekly hair appointment, don't I?
Okay.
Gold Series will become your salon, too. Try the detangling milk or super moisturizing buttercream today.
Hey, it's Mom. Somebody forgot to thaw the chicken, so meet us at Chili's for 3 for $10. Oh, and congratulate your sister on her report card. It's not great, but this time she didn't try to hide it from us. Oh, and remember, tonight's your dad's goatee intervention. Love you. See you at Chili's.
Come in now for Chili's 3 for $10. Starter, entree, and drink for just $10. With entrees like hand-battered chicken crispers and for a limited time, our mouth-watering sirloin steak topped with garlic butter. Together, we Chili's. Available at participating locations only.
Guys, you can achieve greater sexual performance no matter your age. Dr. Sloan at Philadelphia Urology Associates is helping men with Gainswave, a revolutionary ED treatment. You'll have a more satisfying experience that will last longer. Gainswave requires no shots, no pills, and you can be spontaneous again. To schedule your free consultation with Dr. Sloan at Philadelphia Urology, text the word CURE to 797979. That's CURE, C-U-R-E, to 797979.
Today, business happens here, here, and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens. And they need people who can keep up. With the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone. at usps.com/future.
Jason Stark plays on one station in Philly, 97.5, The Fanatic.
McClanahan is there. The puck is still loose. 11 seconds. You've got 10 seconds. The countdown going on right now. Morrow, up to Schultz. 5 seconds left in the game. Do you believe in miracles? Yes! Unbelievable.
There was 39 years ago today. Mike Ruzioni and company knocked off the Soviets 4-3 in Lake Placid, putting them in the gold medal game versus Finland, where they won 4-2. They actually trailed going into the third period, and that one 2-1. Scored three quick goals, one by Robbie McClanahan, and I think Jack O'Callaghan had a goal, and it was unbelievable. Unbelievable. Still, the hair stands up on my neck when I watch that game or hear the highlights. And Al Michaels, great call by Al Michaels. See, that's the Al Michaels I'm looking for last year in the Super Bowl. Where's that Al Michaels? I know it was 39 years ago, but where'd he go? And we played his call of the Malcolm Butler interception. There was some oomph to it. He had some excitement. His intensity matched the play. Man, he was rough. He was rough. I know I've been hard on him, but he was rough in the Eagles Super Bowl. Really, really rough. 610-632-0975. We had Marcus Hayes on from the Daily News a little while ago. Talked about the Joel Embiid situation and how stupid it was for him to play in the All-Star game. We've been talking about Bryce Harper a little bit tonight. Jim Salisbury tweeted, and he is the main baseball guy for NBC Sports Philadelphia, that John Middleton, the owner of the Phillies, his plane has landed in Las Vegas. That's where Bryce Harper lives. That's where Bryce Harper is. So make of it what you want. But I think it's going to be done in the next 48 hours. And I think Bryce Harper will be a Philadelphia Philly. Talking about the dumbest things in sports. What do you say? Let's go to Jimmy in Phoenix. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Jimmy?
Hey, can you hear me all right?
I got you, man.
All right, perfect. So I wanted to talk about the whole Harper situation because it drives me completely crazy. And the biggest thing about it that frustrates me is I want Harper to be on the team. I love that Middleton is putting his money where his mouth is. But what gets me and what frustrates me about this whole situation so much is I keep hearing that the Phillies are really the only player at this point. You have some chatter on the outside about San Diego and then maybe San Francisco, but it's the general consensus that it's the Phillies show at this point. And so if you're Middleton and you know that and you're flying out there because you want to overstep Klentak and get the deal done, the whole point of this for me, in my opinion, for Harper and Boris, is they want the big number. That's what this whole thing has been about. And I think that that's no big secret.
No, so, I agree with that.
So if that's what they're looking for, why not just give Bryce, and this is what I would say if I was talking to Middleton, if I had 2 minutes in a room with him and I could talk to him directly, I'd say, Middleton, give Bryce 36 a year for 5 or 6 years. That'll make him the highest paid player in baseball. It'll give Boris and Bryce a nice headline. Phillies get their guy. They don't overcommit because no deal over, like, what's a deal that was over 6 years that you look back on and said that was a really good signing?
Yeah, 10 years is too much, but that's what he's going to command. He doesn't want, I think the Giants offered him 6 and he didn't want to take it.
But, and I get that, but I think Bryce and Boris really want to get this done. Obviously Middleton does. He flew out there, and Bryce and Boris, they want a good headline. They want to win. They want to win the negotiation. They have a number, and that's 10 and like probably 330 or 350. And if the Phillies make that deal, it's a terrible deal. I really like Bryce. I really want him on the Phillies. Go Middleton, give him 6 years, give him 7 years. okay? Go 7 if you have to. Give him 38 a year. I think right now the highest paid player in baseball is Kershaw at 34. That's $4 million is nothing to sneeze at. That is a significantly higher yearly average. And Boris and Bryce get their headline. Hey, this is the face of baseball, highest paid player in baseball. He's going to look great in Philly's red, white, and blue. We can still get him. Both sides can win. Don't give this guy 10 years. Let's say best case scenario. Like, so we give him 10 years, $300 million, $330, $350. Best case scenario, we get 6 great years. 6 really elite all-star level years. That still doesn't guarantee you a ring. And I know that there's no guarantee you have to go for it.
Sure.
But go for it at 6 years. Give him a huge yearly salary. Boris and Bryce get a great headline. This is the best player in baseball. This is the highest paid player in baseball. And the Phillies don't overcommit and get stuck in a bad deal because, yeah, he's young. He's younger than like when Pujols got his huge deal and A-Rod got his huge deal. But after 6 years, it's just those deals are, this is all about who's going to win the deal. And right now it looks like Middleton is ready to overspend.
Well,
overcommit.
I absolutely think that's going to happen. Let me ask you something, Jimmy. How many years, if it's a 6-year deal, how many per year?
38. That's 4 more than Kershaw. Boris says, my guy's the best. Highest paid by a mile. That's a good headline.
Well, here's the deal. 6 years times 38 is $228 million over the course of the contract. I think he wants the number to be the biggest contract overall. I think he wants that number to be 310, 330, 350. I understand what you're saying.
He does. But my point is, if they do that, they lose.
Oh, they do. And Jimmy, I appreciate it, man. Thanks for the call tonight. Yeah, they're going to lose on the deal. I mean, I don't think anyone's questioning that. I just hope we get like 5 or 6 good years out of them. You know, these deals aren't smart. You know, they never usually work. To me, Giancarlo Stanton's the only one who's worth it, $325 million he got. Bryce Harper's not worth that money. He's not worth that money. He's not worth more than Giancarlo Stanton. Are you serious? Probably not worth more than Manny Machado. But he's going to get it. If Boris is going to get it done, Philly's going to overspend. He would look good right there in front of Rhys Hoskins and behind JT Realmuto. I admit that. But he's not the perfect player, yeah. I mean, he overthrows guys in the outfield, misses cutoff guys, doesn't run out fly balls, gets lost on the base pass sometimes. Yeah, he's not a perfect player either, and especially in the defensive end. He can hit. But, you know, 34 home runs last year. Okay. And Rhys Hoskins had 34 home runs last year. Their numbers are eerily similar. Rhys Hoskins to Bryce Harper's last year. I know it was a down year for Harper, but he's going to hit a lot more home runs in Citizens Bank Park, I would hope. But we shall see. We're talking about the dumbest thing in sports. Dumbest things in sports. This was one a caller called in a little while ago. Matt Dodge, the punter for the Giants in a game where the Eagles were down 21 points in the fourth quarter. Michael Vick brought him all the way back, tied the game, and then there was about 8 seconds left. Giants were punting the ball, and this is what happened.
And it's a line drive kick. Jackson bobbles it and now has to try and recover. Deshaun Jackson gets a block. Are you kidding? Deshaun Jackson still not in and now in for the touchdown, no flags. Unbelievable.
Right? How unbelievable was that? I was very fortunate to be at that game covering it for Fox, and it was just, everyone had to change their stories. I mean, we're already writing our stories, and, you know, I'm working on my TV stuff, and all right, the Eagles got blown out. Giants whooped up on them. They're up 31-10 in the fourth quarter, and then all of a sudden, I mean, the whole story became the last 10 minutes of the fourth quarter. What Michael Vick did, what Brent Celek did, what Deshaun Jackson did, and just to end on that play. To end the game, a walk-off punt return for a touchdown. It was just unbelievable. So we got some good ones tonight so far. Someone tweeted in. I'll get to that in a sec. But Malcolm Butler. We got a couple votes for Malcolm Butler in that interception the Seahawks threw. Russell Wilson threw. We have... This is Sean Roddy. He mentioned Brian Colangelo and that whole, you know, burner phone gate, how stupid that was after Adam Silver shoved the Colangelos down the Sixers' throat, which was also ridiculous and stupid on the Sixers' part to accept that and, you know, move Sam Hinkie out of town. Turned out okay. I mean, I love Elton Brand. I think they're in really good shape with him. The miracle at the Meadowlands, the first one and that one. Matt Dodge punted to Sean Jackson. No one mentioned D. Ford. No one mentioned D. Ford yet. Lining up offsides in a game where that play would have ultimately sent them to the Super Bowl. He lined up offsides. No reason for that. Absolutely no reason. His ref was about 6 yards from him. It wasn't that close either. He was well offside. No one mentioned that. I mentioned a couple from back in the day. Since we're talking about the USA hockey team, I thought that Viktor Tikhonov pulling Vladislav Tretiak after the first period, I thought that was stupid. Cost, you know, ultimately could have cost them the game. I don't know if Tretiak would have stopped, you know, Mark Johnson's shot or Michael Ruscione's goal. But again, that was an impulse move and didn't work. I'm going to bring in Josh Rabick, my esteemed producer right now. Your thoughts, man. Dumbest thing you've ever seen in sports.
Yeah, this isn't necessarily an athlete, but the dumbest thing I saw was Steve Bartman in 2003.
Steve Bartman.
Yeah, how many times do you see a fan get shunned by an entire city?
The entire city. He's ostracized. The entire city. People still don't know where he is. He hasn't, you know, popped up anywhere on anyone's radar. That kid just went into, you know, as Mike Tyson would say, Bolivia. I mean, he's gone. Now, let me ask you this, Josh, because I always had a problem with this a little bit. He was there when Moises Alou went over to catch the ball. A couple other fans also had their hands up. And I thought that, you know, any one of them you could have said kind of got in the way. But does Bartman really deserve all the blame for that?
I actually give a little bit more blame to Moises Alou on top of all that because of the reaction as well. But then years later, he comes out years after the fact and says, you know, maybe I might not have caught that ball.
Well, he didn't even reach his glove. Well, I guess he did reach his glove over. Yeah, I understand. I just think the kid got a really bad rap. I mean, really, hey, they blew a 3-run lead in that game after that. They still had a 3-run lead, and they blew that game. Alex Gonzalez with the error at short and some other faux pas and miscues. Still should have won the game, but you're right. That's a good one. Steve Bartman. How about that? That was the hit of 2003-2004, Halloween costumes. People went out of Steve Bartman. It was unbelievable. I went to, we worked at NBC Philadelphia. I'm sorry, NBC in Lancaster, and we did our, I was a chick cheerleader, and one of our guys was Bartman. You know, the big old glasses on, and you know, kind of the nerdy jacket, and it's crazy. That's a good one, man. You got any others? Any others you can think of? Stupid ones? Again, I mentioned D. Ford. We had some good calls tonight. Chris Webber, the timeout that he called in that game against Carolina. There are plenty others out there. I think. And this one drives me nuts every time I think about it because the tuck rule used to burn me up and they kept it in play for 11 years, even though I guess they tried to save a little face. The dumbest rule. There's no reason it should have ever been a rule. But then the catch rule comes in. What was wrong with a catch the first time? Catch the ball, possess the ball, get 2 feet in. That's a catch. Now you have to make the catch. And if you're going down, you have to possess the ball through the ground. Why? Why? Catch the ball, get 2 feet in, you're in, touchdown. Catch the ball, possess the ball, 2 feet in. I bring this up all the time. The Sterling, the one that epitomized how stupid that rule was, the game where Jake Elliott hit the 62-yard field goal to win it, Sterling Shepard at the end of the first half catches the touchdown. It was a little fade from Eli. Sterling Shepard catches the ball, has 2 feet in, takes about 3 more steps. And then falls to the ground. He was going down. He kind of did a stutter step, kept his feet in, then lost his balance a little bit. Then goes to the ground, and the ball pops out when he rolls. Incomplete. That's the dumbest rule. That was the dumbest. I was even worse than the tuck rule. Calvin Johnson, we saw that play. That was kind of the beginning of it. Dez Bryant, you know, should have been a catch in Green Bay in that game. Sent Green Bay to the NFC title game where they lost to Seattle, and then Seattle went on and did the Malcolm Butler play. Yeah, there's plenty of them out there. So what do you think was the most stupidest, dumbest call, play, move, maneuver, action, rule you've ever seen in sports? 610-632-0975, 610-632-0975. Steve Callis from Callis Marks coming on in a little bit. He'll try to make sense of some of the things we've talked about tonight. We talked about Joel Embiid beyond stupid, and Marcus Hayes came on with us a little while ago and reiterated what I've been saying is that, you know, Embiid runs the team. You know, it's a little bit of, they call it in college, lack of institutional control. What, you can't go to Joel Embiid and say, unless, you know, again, and I fault the player for probably underplaying it, downplaying it, which I can certainly see happen. If you know, when you mention you have an injury, you're sitting the bench and you still think you can play through it, I get it. I'd probably do the same thing, to be honest with you. So maybe it's not all on the Sixers, but again, everything's under the umbrella of all things basketball for Brett Brown and Elton Brand, and that shouldn't happen. He should already be a week into his rehab and his rest. Another week goes by, and then he needs another week or two to get back to full strength. That's about 3 to 4 weeks now we're talking for this injury. Did he have to play in the All-Star game? Did he have to take his shirt off and go dancing afterwards or play volleyball with Steph Curry? Did he need to do all those things? You know, I think at some point he's got to grow up a little bit and say, yeah, listen, we're here to win. I'm here to play basketball, and we're here to win. I play for the 76ers. That's it. I don't play for Team Giannis. That doesn't matter. I know he hasn't played a lot of basketball in his 5 years. He's been in the NBA, and he probably missed out on some things. Probably should have been a five-time All-Star. Probably should have been Rookie of the Year. And I know he's trying to play catch up a little bit, but, you know, that was just stupid, in my opinion. And, you know, again, the Sixers didn't develop Ben Simmons' shot this offseason. He hired his brother. He went out to L.A., worked on his shot. Obviously, it didn't work. Markelle Fultz kind of did his own thing with Drew Hanlon. Didn't work. Then his agent pulls him from the lineup with the thoracic outlet syndrome. You know, where are the Sixers in all this? Where is their liability, I should say, their culpability in all of this? I think they got to tighten things up over there a little bit. You can't have the inmates running the asylum, as good as the inmates are. Can't have them running the asylum. Gerald in California, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Gerald?
Hey, how you doing tonight?
How are you, man?
I'm doing all right. So I got a boneheaded moment for you, but it's actually a 2-4.
Okay.
So, game one, NBA Finals, J.R. Smith catches the ball, can win the game for his team, and dribbles it out.
Takes it out.
Now, here's why it's a double. There was time left on the clock when he got that. Cleveland still had a timeout. Nobody on the floor realized they had a timeout, because even though J.R. Smith had his boneheaded moment, they could have called a timeout and reset, hopefully.
Yes, absolutely.
And nobody knew they had a timeout. And if you watch the video, LeBron goes to the bench. He's so mad. And then he looks at somebody and says, we had a timeout. And the guy goes, yes. You just see LeBron just fall, like put his head in his hands. Like, oh, my God, we just lost that game.
I think they were so stunned at what they were watching. They lost. And then it's their fault, but they kind of lost track of what was going on, yeah, because they couldn't believe. That was such a boneheaded move, too.
That was just huge. Now, here's the thing. All that being said, they would have lost 4-1 instead of 4-0.
Yeah,
they,
no, I understand that. Totally understand that. They probably would have, but still, I mean, it's game one. You have an opportunity to put a dent in the series a little bit. You're not going to get swept and whatnot. And there's time to look up at the scoreboard and see the score and the clock and to know where you're supposed to go, what you're supposed to be doing, what happens if the ball comes to you. And it wasn't the first time he's done something like that. So, you know, that's a problem.
Yeah, but I also think, man, you know, and I hate to put the blame on him, but for somebody who's supposed to be, you know, or is one of the greatest players of our time, they always talk about his basketball IQ. You should know if your team has timeouts or not, and something happens.
I agree with that.
You're supposed to pull the plug on it real quick.
I agree with that. Gerald, I appreciate it, man. Thank you for the call, man. Have a great night. Out in California, it's 8:10 out there. Night's a pup out in California. All right, as promised on the Comcast Business Hotline, one of my favorite people on this planet, he's Steve Callis. What's up, Steven? How you doing, my friend?
All good, Joe. Great to be with you, as always.
And you too, pal. Let's start with, this whole show's about stupidity. Where should we start? Let's start with Joel Embiid and playing in an all-star game with inflammation in his left knee, and then he comes back and says, well, yeah, now it's a problem. I got to sit out a week. What's your take on that?
Beyond stupid, I can't really add much to that excellent article that your man Marcus Hayes wrote. I mean, it's beyond stupid. It's an exhibition game. It's a practice game.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it must be true, though, that this guy can do what he wants within the confines of the 76ers. But presumably there's an adult there who might want to say, well, you know, we just traded for two borderline stars. We want to make a run at the Eastern Conference this year. If there's any chance that you're injured, sore, worried, don't play. And again, with the long NBA break now, it's not like the old days. With the long break, you know, he could have already had his week off. So, really disappointing and, again, beyond stupid.
Beyond stupid. So, how much do you think that hurts them down the stretch? Because even when he comes right back, he's probably not going to be in peak shape like he may have been. And there's another week that it could have been tacked on starting the last game they played before the All-Star game. Then it has to start. The clock starts after the All-Star game now. And they have a game against Portland tomorrow. And then they have the Pelicans. Then they have Oak City if he can come back by then. But he's still not going to be quite be there.
Well, it hurts them because, as we've talked about, this is all about chemistry, these 25 games.
Yeah.
You know, I think they need a year, so I don't think they're going to have enough time anyway with even Butler, never mind Harris. But this is about chemistry. Can you get these guys to mix literally in 6 weeks? Again, I don't think you can, nothing against them. And I still think everybody's playing for second place. So to make a run, and they need to make a run in the regular season. They don't want to be fifth or even fourth.
Sure.
And frankly, they've been now out, you tell me, out toughed, out intimidated by the Celtics last year and last week.
Mm-hmm.
So these things are all big problems, but this is a preventable problem. And again, if there was any notion, I thought the coach sounded like he knew there was a little something. And if there was a little something, again, there's got to be someone who's the adult who says, yeah, no, you can't do that.
No,
the guy loves the game. He loves to have fun. He loves to goof. And, you know, that is what it is. But now you're affecting the chemistry of the team, and you already don't have very much time to improve the chemistry of the team.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he's number one. I figured out the reason why he's hurt, though. I got my Sports Illustrated yesterday. Did you see the cover?
Yeah, I did see the cover.
And who's the most prominent guy in the cover?
That's him. That would be him.
So that's why. He got an injection of Sports Illustrated in that knee, and that's his problem.
Yes.
But again, very, very, I don't know if juvenile is the right word.
Yeah, I think
maybe
it
immature.
Is. I think immature.
But he's got to look at the bigger picture, and he certainly didn't.
I agree. Steve Callis on the Comcast Business Hotline. The next order of business, the other dumbest thing I've seen in the last 48 hours, Robert Kraft gets pinched for allegedly soliciting prostitution in Florida. Are you kidding me? I mean, could he not go to a different massage parlor if he wanted a massage? I mean, what's up with that, Steve?
Yeah, and I love that lawyer's defense. He didn't do anything illegal. Well, you know, if these videos get out, it's going to be pretty embarrassing, because if they have them on video, and I thought I heard there were 25 Johns in 26 instances. So he's the only guy with multiple instances. And again, if you've seen these strip malls in Florida, I mean, I spent a little time in Florida. Robert Kraft in one of these strip malls?
Right.
It just makes no sense. But again, like with the Jesse guy from Empire, it looks like these guys are pretty much dead to rights. If you got him on video, and he's going to, if his defense is going to be consensual, even that's going to be incredibly embarrassing. The problem for him, I think, is he got caught up in a bigger thing, this human trafficking, which is obviously incredibly serious. he might have just been a guy who was there, but everybody's getting videotaped there.
Yeah.
And again, he's a gazillionaire. He's got a, 40-year-old girlfriend.
Yep.
It's hard to believe. But the guy already said they got him on tape twice, two different times. So it's going to be hard to fight that off, other than it's going to be, oh, yeah, it was consensual. But, you know, the joke about that statement even is, well, I guess if you're with a prostitute, it is consensual. You give the prostitute money
right.
And she gives you sex.
Right.
So it's consensual. But I think he got caught up in something bigger, and that's going to cause him a problem. All this stuff about jail and stuff I think is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Two misdemeanors with a record like that. And a lot of times they used to let the Johns go, but this is, again, bigger than soliciting prostitution for 25 guys. This is a human trafficking case, which is far bigger and, of course, far worse.
No, I agree. Steve Callis on the Comcast Business Hotline. Now, Stephen, you remember Aubrey Huff, played for the Giants, played for Detroit, Baltimore,
great
played for Houston. Yeah, great stuff. Let me read a tweet. He just tweeted this out a few minutes ago. Actually, it was a day or two ago, but he says, congrats to Manny. My first seven seasons versus Machado. Who you signing? Average, we were tied at 282. Home runs, he had 175 to 152. RBIs, me, 545 to 513. OBP, me, 340 to 335. Slugging percentage, Machado, 487 to 468. Identical stats. Wish I was 10 years younger. Thought this would be a fun comparison for the MLB fans. Now, listen, that may be true, but here's the deal. Manny Machado got stupid money, 10 years, $10 million. First of all, I want to know what you thought of the tweet. Second of all, what's the holdup with Harper? I mean, we're talking stupid money. How more stupid can it get for Bryce Harper?
Well, I think the tweet is great. Aubrey Huff is not Manny Machado, but I think it goes to what you're talking about, these two guys. They're the best available this year. Are they true superstars? I mean,
no.
Harper hit 215 the first half of last year.
Yeah.
Had a good second half. They're excellent baseball players. The notion that they're top tier. Look, Mike Trout's coming in 2 years, which is an issue, I think, with the Phillies. Mike Trout buries both of these guys.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I think he runs to first all the time, by the way. So Manny Machado, by the way, Marcus said before, oh, people are saying he's a dog. Manny Machado said, I'm a dog.
Yeah, he said it himself. He said it himself.
Not my cup of tea.
Mm-hmm.
So, but neither does Harper. You know, it's become, I don't know, maybe I want to, maybe I don't nowadays. It's become optional for a lot of players in Major League Baseball. Somehow they get away with it. But look, Machado is the best of the bunch with Harper. Everyone says Harper's going to get more money. So that's why I heard you guy before say 6 years, 35, whatever those were. Harper and Boris is worse than Lozano. He's going to say, no. I want $1 million more than this guy.
Mm.
Or I want $1 million more than Stanton. And does Harper deserve it? See, I love the lefty-righty thing. I guess there's some question there. Because that lefty-righty thing helps you for the next 5 or 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And both of these guys are home run hitters. So I think they should sign Harper. If you tell me now in 2 years there's no way the Phillies can bid for Trout because of Harper, then I think twice about signing Harper because Trout is just a cut above all these guys.
Yes, he is.
There's Trout, and I don't know who's second, but it's a long way back to second.
Mm-hmm.
And again, he runs hard. He plays hard. He might not be the outgoing, you know, he's been criticized even by the commissioner, Mike Trout, for not being the effervescent personality
mm-hmm.
in today's world. And I'm like, really? I want him on my team just to win games.
Yeah,
I don't really
right.
care about That's... his personality. And look, Harper is closer to Machado than Trout in terms of hustle, et cetera. But Harper is the best of the bunch. And should they get $3 million for 10 years? Absolutely not. But they got one guy to get him. You know, it doesn't even take two guys anymore, Joe. It just takes one guy. But I think the Phillies should sign him as long as you tell me they can still make a run. And if we're talking stupid money, I assume they can still make a run. Mike Trout 2 years from now.
Yeah, I would hope so. And certainly he's got an effervescent personality when he's at the Eagles games. He looks like he's having fun.
Absolutely. And enjoying himself.
Yeah, right. So who knows about that? But Steve Callis on the Comcast Business Hotline. Steven, I've been sprinkling in some highlights from 1980. I know you were around then. I was around then. One of the greatest things I've ever seen in sports, the 1980 U.S. hockey team taking down the Soviet Union. What are your thoughts, your memories that you pull from that?
Well, I will say this. I went to that game at Madison Square Garden when the Russians beat them 10-3 a couple of weeks. Yeah.
Right before the Olympics.
Yeah, it was like 10 days, 2 weeks before. It was maybe the worst beatdown I've ever seen in a hockey game.
Mm.
And the notion that these guys could beat the Russians, to me, was an impossibility. So I think it is the greatest upset in any sport of all time anywhere. I know it's not technically the four major sports.
Mm-hmm.
I think one of the greatest mistakes ever is Tikhonov pulling Tretiak, who was probably the best goalie in the world at the time, maybe second best. Mm-hmm. I remember watching these guys, Kolomov and Mikhailov. They were like, I'd never seen guys play like this.
Mm-hmm.
They were on the number one line. In fact, I think they were the number one line back in 72 when the NHL barely beat them.
Yep.
In fact, I think it was Bobby Clark who broke. Didn't he break one of their ankles?
Karlamov.
Yeah. and I remember I saw a thing years later of Phil Esposito go, we were wondering why he didn't do it earlier. Okay, Phil, calm down. But those guys, you know, to me, they going back to 72 even, the NHL took a lot from the Russians. You know, I never saw guys skate in front of the net with the puck before. I never saw guys pass in front before. These guys were so much better. That's why it is the biggest miracle of all time. But I think I think one of the greatest mistakes, and Tikhonov himself said, was the dumbest thing I ever did as a coach. He said he just panicked when Johnson scored that goal 1 second left.
Yep.
But, you know, we'd all talk about a perfect storm, but I do think it's the greatest upset ever. The other thing I throw in for dumbest thing ever, and oh, by the way, you know, the Cubs gave Steve Bartman a World Series ring. Do you know that?
Yes, I do. How about that?
Pretty classy, although I think your producer is right. That was one of the dumbest things. I've still got the dumbest thing ever is Pete Carroll deciding to pass in the Super Bowl. I don't know if anyone brought that up.
Yeah, we got
already.
A couple of those tonight because that just stands out as one of the most idiotic things I've ever seen.
Yeah, and I don't think it's just because it's recent. I just think it's literally hand the ball off to Lynch, win the game, pass it, lose the game. And as I've always said, not to defend Carroll, had he faked the run to Lynch, you would have had two guys in the end zone waving their hands. They would have been so open.
Yep.
But he failed to even do that. So that would be my vote on the bigger picture, even greater than the Tikhonov thing. I assume they thought they were going to win anyway because they had slaughtered. Again, that was such a beatdown. I think even after the game, I thought Herb Brooks was quoted as saying something like, I'm worried about beating the Swedes and the Czechs. We can't beat these guys. Nobody can beat these guys. And I don't buy into the after-the-fact psychological. You know, some people said, oh, he was hoping they'd get killed. I don't think so. And I heard Lou Nanny, who was, you know, coach forever and an assistant on that team, saying, no, we didn't plan to get our heads kicked in. They kicked our heads in. That's how great they were. But, of course, they got him back when it, you know, when it counted the most. So I'd go modern day. I would still go with throwing the ball against the Patriots in the Super Bowl. Big time, all time, I'd have to count Tikhonov pulling Tretiak, although I don't think people understood how great he was at the time. But he was great.
He was great. Steve, did that dumbest modern-day play sound anything like this?
Play clock at 5. Pass is intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Is that unbelievable?
Unreal.
Unreal.
Yeah, you know what I'm thinking of when you play that? I'm thinking of Richard Sherman's face.
No, right. The face that just went from, he's looking up at the big screen and it just looked like, oh my goodness gracious.
And Joe, we found out years later, as you and I have both discussed for the last few years, that one play kind of wrecked the Seahawks.
Yes, it
they
did.
Were never the same. And we found out eventually there was that kind of offense, defense dislike. There was that defense saying Pete Carroll treated Russell Wilson better than anybody, to the point where a couple of them even said, oh yeah, he wanted Russell Wilson to throw a touchdown pass there so he'd get the MVP. So it was really interesting to see the collapse. And I put Atlanta in the same, not quite as bad on one play, but three or four plays after the Julio Jones catch.
Yeah.
you know, Atlanta's never come back from that Super Bowl.
Nope.
And then I guess the reason the Patriots are so great is they come back from last year's Super Bowl, mm-hmm. lost to the Eagles, and look what they do. You know, they win the Super Bowl. That's somehow the mental toughness they have that most teams just don't have.
Incredible. Incredible stuff. Steve, great job as always, man. Got to take a break. Appreciate you coming on. Hopefully we'll talk to you Sunday. I'm on 2 to 6. But great trip down memory lane. Dumbest plays ever. Joel Embiid, Bryce Harper, great stuff, pal, as usual. Catch up with you soon.
Always a pleasure, Joe.
You too, Steve. Thanks, my man. Steve Callis on the Comcast Business Hotline. Got to take a break. We got a couple more segments to go, so still time to chime in. Dumbest play you've ever seen, dumbest rule ever made, dumbest call ever made. Anything that has to do with sports, the stupidest blank you've ever seen. Joe Stazak here, 97.5 The Fanatic, 610-632-0975. Coming right back.
Let that be a lesson to you, boys and girls. Don't ever argue with the big dog. Big dog is always right.
It's Joe Stazak on 97.5 The Fanatic. Listen, watch. Barzetta and Trey are on twitch.tv. Just follow 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's back! Minivan Mania! Minivan month is in full swing at the Big B. Gary Barr, Bears number one, Chrysler Land!
Gary Barr's Chrysler Land!
Minivans, minivans, and more minivans. They are parked bumper to bumper, fender to fender. Your best-built, beautiful 7-passenger, loaded-up Chrysler minivan, a crazy $16,666. You heard me right, your radio's not broken. Get your official tailgate great minivan from a crazy $16,666. And at Barbera, when we say instant credit, come and get it.
Philadelphia's Credit Connection.
I am talking about the mother of all minivans today, the Gary Barbera Minivan Mania Way.
Hey, this is Coach Peterson. For three decades, I drive Barbera. Now it's your turn.
At Gary Barbera's number one, Chrysler Land. It's Minivan Mania. Minivans, minivans, and more minivans from a crazy 16666. Is Barbera the best? Boy, I guess.
Attention timeshare owners. Did some high-pressure salesperson twist your arm into buying a timeshare? Did they forget to mention that the vacation times you want will never be available or that it will cost you more to use the timeshare than if you just booked online as a non-owner? I bet that salesperson also forgot to mention your fees will go up year after year after year. They misled you. It's not right, and it's not your fault. Whether you bought decades ago or days ago, we can help. Timeshare Freedom Group's Freedom Process has helped thousands of people get out of unwanted timeshares. Let us help you be free from your regrettable, overpriced, and unavailable timeshare. We are the leaders in the industry with decades of experience canceling timeshares worldwide, legally and permanently. That's why we offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Start the Freedom Process now by calling Timeshare Freedom Group at 855-765-CANCEL. That's 855-765-CANCEL. 855-765-CANCEL. Or come meet us face-to-face at your local office. TimeshareFreedomGroup.com.
This is a special notice to all U.S. taxpayers. If you owe the IRS or state back taxes and cannot afford to pay them back, there's good news. Due to the financial hardship many are facing in today's economy, the IRS has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems through a federal program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Qualifying for this program will resolve your tax problem, end all collections, and possibly reduce your back taxes by up to 90%. If you are facing wage garnishments, liens, bank levies, audits, or payroll taxes, it's not too late. Your circumstances may qualify you for this special program, protecting your savings and your assets. If you owe the IRS or state back taxes and cannot afford to pay them back, there's no need to worry anymore. Call the hotline at Victory Tax Solutions to see if you qualify and potentially save thousands. For this free information, call 800-300-5056. 800-300-5056. That's 800-300-5056.
Small business owners sometimes go broke. My first business startup in the 80s was a fledgling startup story. Credit cards were maxed, car had bald tires, house had broken windows, and my employees got paid before I did. But my diet of hot dogs and mac and cheese was to die for. Hi, I'm Mike Kappel, founder and CEO of Patriot Software. My business startup was messy. Actually, I was broke. My wife and I lived on fumes for 4 years. To escape our financial reality, we played board games and dreamt of someday owning our own boardwalk and park place. That's why I created my fifth successful company, Patriot Software, to help small business owners do their payroll without going broke. And if you need help, we will help you for free. Go to PatriotSoftware.com and enter promo code radio, and I'll give you 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
Today, business happens here, here, and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens. And they need people who can keep up. With the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone at USPS.com/future.
You don't need snow to have an adult snow day. Just head to eBay. Whether your idea of fun is binging bad TV under a fuzzy blanket in the Northeast, skateboarding barefoot in SoCal, or strapping on crampons and scaling a 10,000-foot Alaskan glacier, eBay can help you turn a free day into a me day. And make the most of your money shopping eBay deals with our best price guarantee, plus free shipping on millions of items. If it's happening on your adult snow day, it's happening on eBay.
The world of esports is going to continue to grow in 2019. You might as well get the best information out there with the Checkpoint XP Daily Podcast, bringing you the hottest takes on gaming and esports. Get the podcast at BPod Studios, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Talk for Haynesport and all of Burlington County.
97.5, The Fanatic.
Getting out in front. Backhands it, swept aside in front. Johnson to McClanahan.
Rob McClanahan, punching one home. I think that was the game leading goal. Might have been the tying goal. Third period, they went down. They were down 2-1 to the Finns. Herb Brooks, leaving the locker room in between periods, said, "You lose this game, you'll take it to your bleeping graves." Took a few more steps, turned around, your bleeping graves. That's all they needed to hear. Although I don't know what the hell they were doing messing around with the Finns after coming off that USSR game. Finns were okay, but, I mean, seriously? Knocked the Finns out of any medal, by the way, by losing beating the Finns because the Russians beat the Swedes in the silver medal game. Got the silver medal. Did not get the gold medal because that was accomplished by the USA team. Unbelievable, unbelievable game. 39 years ago, I can't believe that's almost four decades old. Wow. Remember like it was yesterday. We talked about the stupidest thing in sports that you've ever seen. Steve Callis was on the previous side. He actually just texted me and said, "What about Malcolm Butler getting benched right before the Super Bowl?" That's a good one. A lot of people think that could have cost the Patriots the Super Bowl, benching Malcolm Butler before that game because they got lit up. Nick Foles lit them up. Not quite as bad as Tom Brady lit up the Eagles secondary. But Nick Foles had his way. It was one of those games. It was the complete opposite of this year's game. Last year's game, one punt. One punt last year. One punt last year. And it was by Donnie Jones. Patriots did not punt the ball last year. This year, the Johnny Hecker of the Rams punted the first eight series. The Rams had the ball. First eight series. 3-0 in the third quarter. Oh, it was awful. Last year, it was up and down. It was a track meet. It tells you how good the Patriots are because they win a Super Bowl against Atlanta, coming back from 28-3 down. They go back to the Super Bowl looking to repeat. They got... It got it handed to them a little bit by the Birds, 41-33. Tough loss. It's always tough to bounce back from a loss in the Super Bowl. I think teams fare better coming off Super Bowl championships. Eagles notwithstanding, because they got off to a really bad start this year. Kind of pulled it together a little bit. But then the Patriots, they find a way to get into the playoffs. Not that they weren't going to get into the playoffs, but they didn't have home field advantage because of the loss in Miami. So they had to go on the road, play at Kansas City, found a way to win that game, and then they took on a Rams team that just had no business playing in that game. They were completely unprepared to play in that game. And offensively, defensively, Wade Phillips was a genius. He took away everything. Everything. That's why Josh McDaniels, basically with 9 minutes left in the game, called his offense together and said, "We're scrapping this. Nothing's working. Here's what we're going to do." Basically drew up plays in the sand, except on a clipboard. And it worked right down the field. Gronk, Edelman, Gronk, Edelman, Gronk. Brady made one terrific pass in that game. One. Gronk makes the great catch. They punch it in. Sony Michel punches it in the first play after that. And that's the ball game, pretty much. Of course, you got to hand it to New England. They didn't just hold on to a seven-point lead. They didn't sit on that. They took the ball and went like 96. Well, they started at the four-yard line and went down, kicked a field goal to put the game out of reach. But anyway, I don't know how I got off on that subject. I guess the Malcolm Butler situation, which was not a very bright move by Bill Belichick. Although he did not play that well in the two previous games in the postseason leading up to that game. But to me, he's still the best they had. He did not play that well. I know his numbers will reflect he did not play that well in the two playoff games leading up to that game. Did not play well against the Jags, and I think the Tennessee game was before that. Didn't play that well against Tennessee, but he's Malcolm Butler. He's one of your best cornerbacks. Him and Stephon Gilmore. And to not play him right before the Super Bowl, I mean, that was Bush. To me, that was kind of Bush. And it cost him. Here was one. I hate to say it was a stupid play. This was kind of a brain collapse. And I'm a Villanova guy, a Villanova fan, but I used to like Georgetown. I liked the thuggery. I liked Michael Graham and that Ralph Dalton, Patrick Ewing, and those boys. And, you know, they go up against Carolina. Michael Jordan's a freshman. Great game. Patrick against Michael. Patrick hits that shot to give the Tar Heels the lead. And then Hoyas have the ball dribbling down the court, trying to hold for a shot to go up. And this is what happened.
Look for Sleepy Floyd. Look.
Yeah, he threw it to James Worthy. What the hell was James Worthy doing out there? I have no idea. Freddie Brown's dribbling the ball, and usually you can see out of the corner of your eyes, the peripheral vision, you know, where your other guy is, and there's no reason Tar Heel should have been sitting over there, standing there. Worthy wasn't back on D. He was just hanging out, and Freddie Brown threw him the ball, and then Worthy goes down the court. Remember, there's a few seconds left in the game, and Carolina's up one, goes down the court, gets fouled, misses both free throws, but there wasn't enough time left for Georgetown. That's how it ended. Now, Georgetown bounced back. Freddie Brown had a nice year. They won a title against Houston the following year, but that's still a tough one to swallow. You always remember the losses much more vividly than you remember the wins. Losing always hurts more than winning feels good. Losing always hurts more than winning feels good. That was a rough one. We've got some other good goals. Steve Bartman, as my esteemed producer Josh Rabick had talked about. Steve Bartman, a dumb play. I mentioned D. Ford. No one came up with that yet, but D. Ford was just an incredibly stupid play to line up offsides. It wasn't like he tried to get a jump on the snap, you know, try to time the snap, try to time the cadence. He lined up offsides. Turned out, Brady threw high to Gronk, ended up an interception, ball game, but no penalty for offside. You can't make that up. I'm not sure who hurts worse, the Saints or the Chiefs. I wouldn't know which one to pick if you said which team hurts worse. Which team hurts more? You can make a case for the Saints. Could have won the game if that pass interference call was made, and they run the ball three times, kick. Not much time left for the Rams. But here's the thing about that. I mean, they still had opportunities to win that game. They had the opportunity to stop the Rams after they kicked their field goal to go down the field. Stop the Rams, they did not. They got the ball first in overtime, threw an interception. But against, you know, the Patriots-Chiefs game, that's the ball game. It was a completely inconsequential play. Turned into an interception, and D. Ford is offside. That's one you take to your grave. I mean, Andy Reid has got to be sick still about that play, and probably will be. That's one you take to your grave, especially if you don't get back there. If you do not get back there. Now, they might have won the Super Bowl the way the Rams played offensively, although the Chiefs' defense certainly isn't the Patriots' defense.
But that was incredibly dumb play by D. Ford. Incredibly dumb. What's the dumbest play in sports you've ever seen? The dumbest play you've ever seen. Could be a coach. Could be a play design. Could be like a Freddie Brown brain cramp or a Chris Webber brain cramp. Someone called in and mentioned the Chris Webber timeout that he called. Could be a call from the coach throwing the ball. Russell Wilson down at the one-yard line gets picked by Malcolm Butler. Could be a rule. I've oftentimes talked about that, the catch rule, that I think was the dumbest rule ever changed. Nothing was wrong with it the first time. We'll get to more of that on the other side. One more segment to go. I'm Joe Stazak, 97.5, The Fanatic, 610-632-0975. Coming right back.
Let that be a lesson to you, boys and girls. Don't ever argue with the big dog. Big dog is always right.
It's Joe Stazak on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hello, I'm Joe Cordell of the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. Here are a few quick divorce tips that we provide our clients. Number one, don't move out of your house just because your wife tells you to. Remember, that's your house too. And number two, don't blow through the financial statements that you file with the court. These are key exhibits, and they often make or break your case. And number three, watch the social networking. Expect your wife's lawyer to do a thorough online search. And incidentally, this is a two-way street. Now, a bonus tip. Partner with your attorney in assembling evidence. You're one of the two leading experts on your life and marriage. Your attorney needs your input to achieve your goals. By the way, unless you're in Missouri or Illinois, I'm not licensed in your state, but that's okay. Our attorneys in your state are.
Contact Cordell & Cordell, the partner men can count on. Online at CordellCordell.com. Offices in Philadelphia, Radnor, and Allentown, Pennsylvania, and Mount Laurel, New Jersey. Michelle Ferrari, licensed in New Jersey and Pennsylvania.
Texting enrolls for recurring marketing messages sent via automatic text message. Terms and conditions at textrules.us. Message and data rates may apply.
Do you have a passion for fitness? What if you could help people live healthier and stronger lives while building a money-making career for yourself? Well, now you can. The ISSA's Personal Trainer Certification Program is the first step to becoming a personal trainer or even becoming a gym owner. And for a limited time, the ISSA is letting you get started on the number one rated certification program absolutely free. That's right, free. Just text TRAINER to 246810 now to get your special link and get started on your certification free. With over 300,000 certification students in 91 countries, ISSA is number one around the world. Being ISSA certified equals success. And ISSA certification means access to great job opportunities ranging from the best gyms to top sports teams. Just text TRAINER to 246810 now to get your special Get Started link free. Don't wait another day to start your career in fitness. Just text TRAINER to 246810 right now to get started with your ISSA certification for free. Text the word TRAINER to 246810.
Guys, you can achieve greater sexual performance no matter your age. Dr. Sloan at Philadelphia Urology Associates is helping men with Gainswave, a revolutionary ED treatment. You'll have a more satisfying experience that will last longer. Gainswave requires no shots, no pills, and you can be spontaneous again. To schedule your free consultation with Dr. Sloan at Philadelphia Urology, text the word CURE to 797979. That's CURE, C-U-R-E, to 797979.
Copays, codes, coupons. Searching for savings on prescriptions is so complex, it's like you need a doctorate degree. Fortunately, CVS Pharmacy employs thousands who have one. Our pharmacists. Plus, we built a proprietary search tool to help them find you savings on prescriptions. You don't need to know all of that complicated stuff. You just need to know someone who does. Your friendly doctor of pharmacy at your local CVS. Savings vary. Not all patients eligible for savings. Ask pharmacist for details.
Attention timeshare owners. Did some high-pressure salesperson twist your arm into buying a timeshare? Did they forget to mention that the vacation times you want will never be available or that it will cost you more to use the timeshare than if you just booked online as a non-owner? I bet that salesperson also forgot to mention your fees will go up year after year after year. They misled you. It's not right, and it's not your fault. Whether you bought decades ago or days ago, we can help. Timeshare Freedom Group's Freedom Process has helped thousands of people get out of unwanted timeshares. Let us help you be free from your regrettable, overpriced, and unavailable timeshare. We are the leaders in the industry with decades of experience canceling timeshares worldwide, legally and permanently. That's why we offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Start the Freedom Process now by calling Timeshare Freedom Group at 855-765-CANCEL. That's 855-765-CANCEL. 855-CANCEL. 855-765-CANCEL. Or come meet us face-to-face at your local office. TimeshareFreedomGroup.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Campbell here, serial entrepreneur. I started my first business in the basement of a factory over 30 years ago. We had no heat and no air conditioning. Instead of customers, our office visitors were rats, birds, flies, and snakes. Our office flooded often, and we used blankets as our office walls. We were broke and needed help. That's why I created Patriot Software, to help small business owners with simple payroll for 1 to 100 employees. And if you need help, we will help you for free. Go to PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money. Oh, 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 oh,
oh. Miss Forzetta and Trey, Anthony and Jason, or Mike, Tyrone and Natalie? Listen to the podcast on the Fanatic app. This is 97.5, The Fanatic.
5 seconds to the gold medal. 4 to the gold medal. This impossible dream comes true.
And there it was. That was the ball game. Got it done. USA over Finland. People forget about that. A lot of people just think that they won the gold medal when they beat the Soviet Union. No, 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 no. Had to win another game. Had to get up for another game. And again, in true USA form, found themselves down. They were down to Sweden in the opening round. I believe it was, well, Buzz Schneider was out there. I think Bill Baker took the shot. Beat Pelle Lindbergh with the goalie pull to tie the game. That was their only tie. They didn't have a loss, but that certainly helped them get to the medal round, and they were behind in a lot of games. Of course, they smoked the Germans like 7-4. The Czechs they beat handily like 5-1, and beat Russia. They were down in that game 3-2, and they were down 1-0 in the game and 3-2, and won that game. And they were down to Finland 2-1 heading into the third period. Heart was in my throat. Couldn't believe it. After all that, you're going to lose that. They would have taken it to their bleeping graves, to their bleeping graves. So we're talking about the dumbest thing in sports. Got a couple interesting tweets. Here we go. This was by Big Before Me. Tweets in, what about that Colts fake punt with just the center and the punter behind the ball? That's right up there. I mean, it wasn't in like the Super Bowl or a monumental point in a season. But yeah, the Colts, this is against the Patriots, of course. Patriots shut it down. This is when they lined up to punt. And then you see it in college a lot. All of a sudden, you know, like 9 guys run to the right and they line up far right. And it's just the center and the punter. And usually they move it back or they spread it around a little bit more. Or they change the formation. But it stayed that way. And the punter, number 32, I don't know what his name was. I forgot his name. Goes up under center and it's just him in the center. And there's 5 defensive linemen staring at him. 5. And the play was supposed to be a sneak, but I don't think the Patriots kind of went with it and didn't line up with the way the Colts were lining up. Snap, sacked, lost like 2 yards on the play. It was just incredibly idiotic. You see Chuck Pagano's look on his face after that happened. I mean, should have called timeout or something at that point. It was just bad. But anyway, we're talking about the United States beating the Soviet Union because it's 39 years ago tonight. They beat the Soviet Union en route to the gold medal in 1980. Herb Brooks, rest in peace, got it done. Of course, that spawned the movie Miracle with Herb Brooks. Took my kids to see it earlier this year. And then Anna, my oldest, said that they played it in school. They played like the part with the Russian game in school. I don't know if it was part of a class or that they were just trying to kill time. But she'd already seen it and thought it was cool. She liked it. And she's not a total sports head. She likes football, plays basketball. But she's getting there. And she knew all about it. Could talk about the plays, the goals.
And I like her learning that part of history, because that was a big part of me growing up, was that game, being a, not being a part of it, but being able to watch it and say that I, you know, I saw them beat the Russians in one of the great upsets of all time, maybe the greatest upset of all time. Except maybe the militia over the British. I mean, that was a pretty big upset. The British were loaded that year. They had everyone coming back. They had the red uniforms. You know, we had the militia. We had a ragtag crew. We got it done. Knocked them off. Also beat them in the War of 1812. People forget about that. Second Revolutionary War. Anyway, we started out talking about Joel Embiid tonight. What an idiotic thing it was for him to play in the All-Star game. Talked about Robert Kraft a little bit. Your thoughts on Robert Kraft as we wind the clock down on this show. Getting caught. Charged with misdemeanor, solicitation of prostitution. That's just, man, talk about being mortified. You're this highly dignified businessman, self-made, quadrazillionaire. Your Patriots are the greatest dynasty in football history. They just won their sixth Super Bowl, and then this comes out. Talk about a buzzkill to your offseason. I mean, he was at the Sixers game a couple days ago, taking it in, watching the Lakers, hanging with Magic. You know, he's doing the deal. He's here. He's there. He's everywhere, enjoying, again, what he put together from scratch. Enjoying his offseason with his sixth ring. Talk about a buzzkill for your summer, which is actually your winter, but then it becomes the summer. Having this hang over you? I mean, what are you doing, bro? Come on, Bobby. Use your head a little bit, man. So he will go down with the likes of Hugh Grant, Eddie Murphy, Charlie Sheen to the nth. Danny Bonaducci, no surprise there. Marv Albert. Tiger, A-Rod, that Minnesota boat party in 2005, the Miami Hurricanes, that whole incident about 7 years ago before the season started, also on a boat. Yeah. I don't know what he's thinking. Don't know what he was thinking, but apparently it's on tape. Apparently they have it on tape. Which is not good, although he categorically denied through a spokesman that anything illegal took place. I don't know if he's playing with words there, or because, you know, if you're going to be a John and you solicitate prostitution, yeah, that's illegal. I mean, it's a misdemeanor, it's illegal, there will be no jail time. He actually faces like 60 days in prison and like a $5,000 fine. Actually, I think it's like $500 fine. It's a minimal fine, but 100 hours of community service work. And, you know, we'll see if any of that happens or how it plays out. But certainly not a good look for the Patriots owner. Let's go to Ron and Marcus Hooker on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Ron?
How you doing, Joe? I was going to go with Leon Lett fumbling the punt.
It was a great one.
Or Jim Marshall running the wrong way.
Yeah, I mentioned that one. Yeah, it was great.
Okay. The 2003 Minnesota Vikings draft, they let their time run out. They had the seventh overall pick.
You remember that?
Yes.
Was that really, when was that, 2000 what?
2003, I believe it was.
Was it really that long ago? Man, I'm getting old. Yeah, you know what? And I can't remember, I'm trying to think who they were involved with the Chiefs, too. I can't remember what happened. I think the Chiefs were next on the clock. Yeah, but that was awful. I mean, there's no excuse for that. No excuse for the time to run out.
Yeah, especially after you've waited all season, you're make your board up and everything, and you should have a second, third, and fourth, you know, alternative, and let it run out. I can't believe that.
You know who they took? They took. I remember this because he was a Miami left tackle. Didn't give up a sack his senior year. Big fella that they ended up keeping. His name escapes me. Let me figure out his name if I can think of it. No, I can't get it right now. But anyway, yeah, you're right. That's a good one, bro. That's a good one. I love it. Thanks for the call, Ronnie. How about Gus Frerotte? I think I got a tweet on that. Gus Frerotte scoring a touchdown, headbutting the wall because he was so excited and spraining his neck. Yeah, it was from Eggs in the Toaster. Gus Frerotte trying to headbutt the padded wall after scoring a touchdown against the Giants in 97 as a Redskins quarterback. Eggs in the Toaster. I love it. Love the name, bro.
headbutts the wall. And he said it's 20 years ago. He still says that, or 21 years ago, 22 years ago. He still says when he gets interviewed, because he, you know, he played seven seasons in the league, bounced around a little bit, had to, you know, had an okay career, better than I did. And he still gets, it's the first thing he gets asked about, the headbutt. The headbutt. We got to wrap things up. A lot going on these airwaves tomorrow. Sixers in Portland at 1 o'clock. Flyers and Penguins tomorrow night at 8. The outdoor game, Brian Elliott getting the start instead of Carter Hart. We'll see how that works out. Josh Rabick, great job as usual, pulling up all that sound. Huh? Chiming in with the show. Thanks to everyone who called in. Marcus Hayes of the Daily News. Steve Callis from Callis Remarks. Great job as usual, boys. I'm on again 2 to 6 on Sunday. I will catch you then. For now, have a great night, everyone. God bless. Be safe. I am out. Late.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.